I got an email I'm going to read, and then I got one for you, Dan.
All right. Good or bad?
One of them's fine, and the other one's unbelievable.
Like unbelievable good or unbelievable bad?
I haven't decided.
Okay.
Hang on. Okay.
I'm not sure if that's a good sign or not.
Well, this is the one. Subject line was just, damn it, Dan.
Oh, no.
It's you. You guys right in the throat. That lemon party has ruined my day.
Oh.
Are you talking? Guys talk about it. And so I Googled it.
Yeah, you should have done that.
Also, I love show, so the above is sarcastic, but I've learned my lesson. We'll never look up anything. PPD? I mean, it means PLD. Anything that Dan talks about.
Yeah. Well, in that case, while you're on it.
It's like, you guys right in the throat.
That is pretty hard.
While we're on it, what?
Do not Google four girls finger painting. Just don't do it.
You know what?
What?
People just can't.
What did I do?
To the computer fast enough.
See, curiosity doesn't eat at me.
No, you have willpower. You have strength.
And I forget what the lemon party was. Is this three old guys?
Yeah, the three old dudes.
Getting to know them?
Yeah.
Everybody had a mouthful of something.
Yes.
How did you find that?
It's one of
Were
those.
You just Googling, hey, I want to see three old guys get it on.
as diverse as my Google search history is, that is not in there. No, that's one of those things that I think that one's been around for years and years, along with the goatsy thing, tub girl, two girls, one cup, all that stuff, the shock stuff. You just come across it, someone shows it to you, usually unexpectedly. Someone sends you an email, hey, check out this photo of a lemon party. It's right up there with the hamster dance. And you click on it, you're like, that is nothing like the hamster dance.
What is a hamster dance?
The hamster dance is actually just a screen of hamsters dancing. Just cartoon hamsters. If someone sent one, though, that said the gerbil whatever, then I'm not clicking.
All right, this other email came from our buddy Chris Spinks. What is he, the marketing director for Billy Bob's?
Correct.
Okay. Chloe already knows about this.
Yeah, that's...
You may read that, Dan. That's from the emails from Chris Binks
to
Alfie that he got today.
I'm assuming read this out loud.
Yes.
Hey, Alfie. I sent a note to Merle's publicist and management last week about you guys making the announcement and potentially trying to have Merle on for an interview. After some back and forth, they wanted me to ask Russ...
Finish it.
Oh, I don't know if I can. Woo.
After some back and forth, they wanted me to ask Russ what key he sings Moving On in. Do you know or can you ask Russ? Typically, Merle sings the song in the key of C, but can go as high as G with the capo.
Capo.
Capo. I'd like to get them an answer today if possible. Thank you guys again for promoting Merle, and let me know if you need anything else. Chris Binks, Billy Bob's Texas. Holy. Yeah, exactly. Buddy, you're going to sing with Merle.
Are you nervous, buddy? Are you nervous? I'm nervous for you.
Nervous? I'm scared to death.
Just because they want to know. First of all, I don't know what key. Is the key of a song? All right, everybody hang on for a second.
You get light in it.
Man, my head's spinning.
Is the key the chord the song starts in, or is the key where the lyrics start?
It could be either one. Typically, in country music, it's where it starts.
Where the song starts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you play it, right? You played it before.
Yeah, I think it's whatever Whatever you're singing to, whatever he is probably what he does, and that should be it. So see.
Alfie, is that the only email that you got from Chris at Billy Bob's?
Yeah, that's the only email. I replied back with a key.
So they didn't say anything about me having to play.
No, at this point, just maybe singing.
And the artist asked you what key. That is insanely awesome.
Well, maybe he explained, Chris, and Billy Bob explained to Merle's people that I can't really sing. So maybe, did he do okay on the, I'm just guessing back and forth. Did he do okay on the air? What key did he sing it in?
Yeah, okay. That does make sense. Because Merle wants to be accommodating. He wants to make sure you sound good and comfortable.
Why don't you send him that time you sung it over Christmas break?
That's a good idea, Chloe.
Yeah.
I'll punch you right in the ass.
That was good.
That's a terrible idea, Chloe. What were you thinking? Clearly that's not what he wants to do. I can't, these kids for us, man. I don't know.
I am at a loss.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Maybe Chris is jacking around with us.
I don't think.
Because I called him Friday night after the show and just thanked him. I said, as far as you're concerned, it's not a bit. We didn't plan all this out. I just get drunk, sing Merle on the air. All of a sudden, Billy Bob's makes the announcement that Merle's coming to town on our show.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying.
So anyway, I just called to thank him for the help.
Yeah, but it's not like it was going to be impossible for Merle to swing through, Billy Bob's this year. I mean, he has been on a tour as we've been following. Then sometimes with tours, they add dates on.
What I was going to say. I think Willie normally plays at Billy Bob's July 4th weekend.
Willie Nelson?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Willie Ames.
Dude, I don't know if there's a Bible Man convention at Billy Bob's mixed with a Charles in Charge reunion.
I have no idea what I was going to say.
Willie Ames will do that to you. You said Willie Nelson normally plays.
I think Willie is playing someplace else this year.
Okay.
So they went with Merle.
Damn straight. Oh, my God. You're going to go on stage with Merle Haggard. Which is in stark contrast to at an Eagle event when you were going to go on stage to announce Poison? Motley Crue.
Poison.
Poison.
Talking about when they walk past me?
Yes.
Move?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about that?
Well, I mean, here we are on a rock station, and Poison tells you to move. On a rock station, Merle Haggard wants you to come on stage with him at Billy Bob's.
We don't know that, and I'm not really excited about this.
I'm just throwing it out there. It seems odd.
I'd rather go on stage with AC/DC. I would be less nervous.
Really?
Really?
I can play Highway to Hell.
Okay, the Merle stuff is newer to you. I get that, but it's clearly running through your veins.
Yeah, you got time.
You've been preparing for this your whole life.
I have not.
You have. What was the music your dad always made you listen to?
That?
Exactly.
But I don't think Moving On was a radio hit.
It may not have been, but...
It was just a theme to that trucker show on... NBC.
I bet
that lasted barely a season.
No, I
just, so why I watched it, maybe my dad watched it and I was forced to hear the intro.
Probably. And I'm sure it's a sort of an anthem among truckers. I mean, between Moving On by Merle and what is it? Caravan?
Convoy.
Convoy.
C.W. McCall.
Yeah, by C-Dub. I mean, those two.
Man, I gotta get out of here. There seems to be no plateau of weird that happens on the show anymore.
It does seem to be getting weirder. And that's what makes it fun and exciting. You never know where you're going to end up on stage next. I mean, it was just years ago you were making out with Mike from Loverboy.
I did not make out.
Okay, sorry. It wasn't a prolonged make-out session.
I did not touch his lips.
But it was in the realm of spin the bottle time.
And I did get to play Highway to Hell with Loverboy.
Mm-hmm. And with Jackal.
And Hot Girls. They let me play Hot Girls, too.
Oh, right on. I remember that one. What did you play with Jackal when he played at House of Blues?
Lumberjack.
Oh, cool.
And I've done Highway to Hell with Jackal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an easy song, especially since I was commanded by Mike Mraz, the lead guitarist for Back in Black, AC/DC tribute band. He goes, "We do not strum AC/DC."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You don't like pull it back up, pull the pick back up." He goes, "No."
He is a purist.
That was. Mike is, first of all, it's one of the most talented guitar players I've ever met.
Yes.
And an ego at the opposite end of the spectrum. But he plays with our band. Get up front doing your solos. Well, but this is your show. But you're the lead guitarist. Get up there and just go do it.
He's a phenomenal actor because playing the role of Angus in AC/DC, you would expect him, like you said, to be more outgoing.
Well, he is when Back in Black plays.
What? No, that's what I'm talking about. Offstage.
Oh,
when no. when he puts on the Angus stuff, that I don't even recognize. He's a completely different man. Off the stage, he's mild mannered.
Darren, what?
The lead singer, totally different.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he playing bass one time for the band, our band, and just thought he was Eddie Van Halen running
yeah.
around?
Run around playing a bass guitar. I really can't focus on anything right now.
Does the Merle have you distracted?
Yes. I wonder what key it's in.
If you want, Clear Channel has the original version, I guess, in the library. If you want, I can pull it up.
They do?
Yep.
It's right there.
Really? Mm-hmm. Of all the stuff we don't have?
Maybe it was a radio hit.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
I guess I can do it in that key.
Yeah.
The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go.
You got goosebumps, baby.
Doing what they best know how to do.
Jamming gears has got to be a fever. Has been become addicted to the grind.
It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man. And a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling. Big wheels.
It's only 2 minutes, man. He got this.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the anxiety leading up to it.
Oh, that's going to be killer. That's going to eat at you. You may get ulcers. But once you hit the stage with Merle and in the middle of it and afterward, oh, man, it'll be all worth it. And we're all going to have video and audio.
I may vomit. I may actually vomit on Merle Haggard.
It's such a pleasure.
My dad was a big fan, and I know that you're a country legend, and I just like to... Sorry, Roy.
I bet Roy's used to it.
He puked on?
Uh-huh. I could see Merle having that reaction to some folks.
Now, I just got an email from Chris Spinks, Billy Bob's.
What'd he say?
They're checking to see if...
More.
They have to check with the artist. They're trying to see if they can market it as the Russ Martin Show presents Merle Haggard at Billy Bob's Texas.
Yes, I think that would be awesome.
Presenting
yes.
Sponsorship.
Yeah.
Not
welcomes.
Mm-mm.
Because anybody, any radio station, say we were presenting Motley Crue at AAC. That means we're the official station. But other rock stations could say somebody else not in our chain. Whatever.
Jack FM.
Jack FM welcomes Motley Crue to AAC. Anybody can say that. But presents means that we own it.
Got it.
I can't wait for the spots to start running.
I can't wait to see the ticket. Because the ticket's going to have it on there.
What?
It would actually have the Russ Martin Show presents Merle Haggard at Billy Bob's Texas.
I can imagine. Even sending it off to the voice guy. Because the voice guy, not from here, but knows his station. So this right. is a rock station.
Our voice guy.
Yeah. So I can imagine him reading it going, well, what?
Eagle? Is this...
Presents?
Are they flipping formats?
Okay. Got an email from Jerry Reynolds. We need a break?
Yes.
Is everything okay with Jerry?
Yeah, I've got it. Since I've decided not to buy a new car, I'm going to upgrade the Batmobile and put a new engine in it.
Okay, so that's official now. You've all decided.
And I decided that before the story came out about the Dodge and the Hellcats.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I talked about it last week. Anyway, Jerry's got enough. The hell is a... I don't know if I want a supercharger in the Batmobile.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know if there's enough room under the hood.
Oh.
There's tons of real estate under that hood. Oh, my God. I don't know what else is going on underneath there as far as customization, but...
No, but it's a 460 engine that came in the 78 Lincoln. That's a big block.
Okay.
It had to be something that big because I think the 78 Lincoln weighed almost 5,000 pounds.
Jesus. That's back when they knew how to build a damn car tank.
Mine's 1,800 for my car.
Yeah, most cars today are around, what, maybe 3,500 pounds standing curb weight, just like a normal sedan.
Probably. Oh, are you talking about your Civic or your SUV?
My Civic.
Yeah.
Weighs 1,800?
1,800 pounds. 5,000. I don't. Granted, it's much bigger. I'm just saying it's, damn, 5,000 pounds. I think the Hummer weighed that much.
Oh, the old Eagle Hummer?
It was like 5,500 or maybe 6.
So anyway, Jerry has a lot of contacts. He's also going to have a story in his newsletter tomorrow on carprousa.com about Dodge halting the sales of Hellcats.
It's pretty big news in the Dodge world.
Well, it's not that big of news for most people because who could afford one?
Apparently more people than Dodge even realize. Dodge is hitting the brakes on the Hellcat versions of the Challenger and Charger, suspending orders of the 707-horsepower muscle machines due to overwhelming demand. The two share the title of most powerful American production car in history and boast top speeds.
The two what?
Challenger and Charger. There's a Hellcat of both.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They boast top speeds of 199 and 204 miles per hour, respectively. The automaker was caught off guard by interest in the pair since they were released late last year and has already received orders for twice as many as it planned to build for 2015. The shortage has led to 50% markups on the $60,000 plus by some dealers. Others have reportedly taken dozens of deposits on cars they could take years to deliver.
Yeah, I don't know if you can get your deposit back.
Yeah, that led Dodge to warn customers of what it called unscrupulous behavior.
Well, at least that's off the plate for sure now. Plus, there's nothing wrong with the Challenger I've got. It's got 50,000 miles on it, no problems. Never been in the shop for anything other than service.
And you've had it for 5, 6 years?
I bought it
We bought it right after we got on the air at the Eagle, didn't you?
Nope. I bought it like September of 09.
Oh, okay.
So 2010. Really, Merle Haggard? Poison? Never asked me to do anything on stage with them. I used to know Brett Michaels. We used to... in fact, we had him in the first episode of Hot Tickets.
Really?
Really? Oh.
Did an interview when I was... see, was I doing mornings at the time at the Eagle? I don't remember. So for a while, he knew me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him standing backstage at Starplex or wherever I'm supposed to introduce the band. They come walking up. Brett goes, move. All right.
Well, look who thinks he's big time.
And not one of them said anything to me. What do you think? I was just standing there to hold a door open?
They may have thought that, yeah.
Well,
it's like, God, that guy's got one job and he sucks at it.
I thought, well, maybe they're going to ask me to come out. Then they go to the first song. I went, well, probably not now. Sounds like they've started.
Well, maybe I'll hang out until they do Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Maybe they'll want a duet.
I hate that song.
Maybe that's why you weren't asked on stage.
Well, they don't know I hate it. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:38. First check on traffic. Alfie Coy. Now listen, KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by American Airlines. We can start it off from Fort Worth eastbound I-30 between Oakland Boulevard and Woodhaven. There was some earlier road construction going on there. That has traffic backed up back from Riverside Drive. Also in Fort Worth, westbound 30, right at Camp Bowie. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back to Hewlin Street. It's moving to Carrollton, northbound I-35, just before Sandy Lake. Got some road construction there being cleared out right now. Traffic there is backed up back from Valley View. And finally in Dallas, westbound I-30, just before Loop 12 Buckner Boulevard. Got an accident in the apex there. Traffic there is backed up back from Big Town. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Partly cloudy tonight, 60 for a low. Tomorrow, it's going to be nice for a little bit, but then afternoon storms as the sun disappears for the rest of the week, and we hit a high of 80. Right now, 77 at 97.1 the Eagle.
I like a woman with a big butt. You know, something you can hang on. And hit with a car
and K-E-G-L, the Eagle. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You know what other song this sort of sounds like? Is a Morris Day and the Time of the Bird.
Oh, wee, oh, wee, oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wee, oh, wee, oh.
Mm-hmm. I said that when you first played it.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
That also kind of sounds like Jungle Love. Not Jungle Love.
Yeah, there's Jungle Love, the Bird, and then it really sounds like one of Morris's independent songs he did on his own called Oak Tree. Do the Oak Tree.
Maybe I can just take a song, take a guitar and not plug it in if I play with Merle.
I say you practice really hard.
I cannot strum.
You can... The strumming you were doing earlier, I think, would be good enough for that. The sound guy, you could just tell the sound guy, hey, if it doesn't sound good, just turn me down. If. But I think you can get it.
Okay, the off-air light is going off in here. I'm not doing anything. Chloe, you can come over here and check the transmitter. But I'm not doing anything until the phones light up.
Yeah, because that's always been our best indicator. Despite the fact we've got like five different alarms in here.
Oh, nobody's calling, so we must still be on the air. Okay. What's going on down there?
That's good.
Why is it flashing? Okay, thank you.
Were you overwhelmed by the response there?
Yes.
Man, hang on. I got to sift through all this information.
Did anybody see any news reports on Terry Dorsey's funeral Saturday?
I did not, no.
I saw nothing.
The only thing I saw was, I think, a post by Hawkeye saying that, you know, today we laid Terry to rest and memorial, all that sort of stuff.
Is he being buried here?
I don't know. Let me see if I can pull up what Hawkeye said.
It just seemed to, story just seemed to come and go. I thought it would have been a bigger deal, but then again, I don't know.
Yeah, he didn't mention anything about laying to rest. This was Sunday morning. Hawkeye posted, "Yesterday we paid our final respects to my dear friend and colleague, Terry Dorsey. He truly was a broadcast legend, but more than that, a wonderful person who we will deeply miss. Mark Hawkeye Lewis." And then with a photo of Terry at the microphone.
Okay. You got audio? What do you want to do? Where do you want to start?
Did you get your health screening?
No.
Oh.
Why?
Your insurance may go up.
What do I care? How much more could it go up? I think our deductible is $1,500.
And that, maybe it's changed. I remember in the past it used to be you had to either go get a physical at your doctor or you do this screening that they have, that they come to the office and do, and then that takes that requirement and it keeps your premium low. But if you don't, then
it's supposedly
going to go up.
All I got to do is give him all the paperwork from Fetner when he did all my blood work.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, so yeah, I guess you're
good. Checked my BP. It was normal.
Mm-hmm.
So would they take information from a doctor?
I'm sure they would, yes. They do this, the in-office stuff, as a convenience so you don't have to, you know, go to your doctor and all that. if you're like me, you want to avoid that.
Okay. So what does that have to do with the audio?
Nothing. I was just curious.
No.
Didn't know if you wanted your numbers.
Mm-mm.
Yes, I've got audio. I can do cut three. This was in L.A. over the weekend. A 26-year-old was wanted for kidnapping and led cops on a high-speed chase in L.A. I'm sorry, this was on Friday. Then he hopped out of his SUV and started shooting at them. Deadspin posted the play-by-play of the various news stations that were covering it. And it's kind of interesting to hear how they do it, because you would think they'd be really good at it because they get them all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Now?
Yes.
Door is open. This guy is getting out of the vehicle. Here he goes. He's going for a run. He's running for it. No?
No.
Here he comes out. Here he comes.
Here he comes.
What? Oh, he's got a gun. He has got a gun.
He does have a gun.
What?
Go ahead. There's two.
I don't understand why everybody feels like they need to talk. And the chick had just, so far, 11 seconds into the clip, she's just repeating what the other anchor is saying, and I guess the guy in the helicopter.
Yeah.
I'm starting again.
Door is open. This guy is getting out of the vehicle. Here he goes. He's going for a run. He's running for it. No?
No. Here he comes out.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
What? He's got a gun. He has got a gun.
He does have a gun. He has a gun.
Armed and
he has a gun. He's
pointing
screaming.
That gun.
Gun out.
Uh-oh. He has a gun.
Don't do that.
This is he's not armed. What he should be doing right now.
Gun out.
This, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, keeping in mind, this is a montage of all the stations.
He's got a gun out. He's getting back in the vehicle. He may continue the pursuit. No.
We might have to get off of this.
Gunshots being fired. We're going to widen out our shot.
There's a gunfight.
It looks like he is wounded.
And it appears that he might have been shot.
He has been hit. We did see him hit the ground. He is wounded.
But there he goes on foot.
He is still...
This guy is armed and very dangerous, as we can see.
It looks like he's slowing down. He is wounded somehow. Yeah. It looks like he's collapsing, but he has not.
What?
He is wounded somehow. What do you mean somehow? Mother, got shot.
And very dangerous, as we can see.
It looks like he's slowing down. He is wounded somehow. Yeah. It looks like he's collapsing, but he has not dropped that weapon.
Where are the units, Mark?
They're not close behind him, but we did see some gunfire.
And that's when all the stations pretty much cut away. The last thing you see is the guy.
They don't. It's of all the ethics they don't have. stations don't like to show people being shot and killed on broadcast television.
See, I say just, you know what? You want to cover the news? That's news. If a guy wants to shoot at L.A. police, let them see what happens. There's nothing graphic anyway. It's an aerial shot. The worst thing you saw was he's wearing a white T-shirt, so you could see the blood stain in his back on his, before he ends up lying down on somebody's back porch.
Did he die?
I don't think so. He was arrested after an hour and a half standoff.
I'm surprised they don't have some type of courses they make anchors go through to do play-by-play with for police chases.
That would be good. Chase TV 101.
Or just have some type of, just get an expert on. Just have somebody handy instead of he's armed and dangerous. Are you sure? You think? Could have been, was it the gun?
Might have been. I did like, though, how as they were doing the play-by-play, the guy gets out of the SUV and he goes back in, grabs a gun, comes back, walks to the back of the SUV towards the police officers, and he's just gesturing. I couldn't tell if he threw up a gang sign or whatever, but at one point you see him rack his nickel-plated whatever it was, and then he starts waving it around, doing big arms, going, yeah, he's talking smack to the cops, and then I guess one of them took a shot at him. And then so he returned fire and turned, and right when he got back to the car was when he got hit. And that's when he decided, oh, man, getting shot kind of hurts. Makes you tired. Whew. That slowed me down a little bit. All of a sudden, I don't feel like talking so much smack.
Yeah, the whole concept of hands up, don't shoot, doesn't work if you're still holding a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
They only shot him once?
From what I saw, yeah.
Man.
It was a good one, though. It was like right up in his back, just under his shoulder blade.
I still like that chief that was addressing the media. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
You point guns at our police officers, we're going to shoot you a lot. Do you remember who that was? Did you keep it?
I'm sure I still have it. Just maybe try search for chief.
Okay.
That would be my... I'm sure that's in the title of it. I know it was part
Milwaukee
of the
Milwaukee Chief Flynn?
No, that's a different story.
The only one chief that came up.
Dang it. Florida? Sheriff. Sheriff.
Two Fs, right?
Yes.
Nothing.
Oh, dang it.
That's all right. Moment's gone.
Oh, well.
Okay. Gun killing time. What else you got?
I've also got, this made really big news last night and into today, Cut 4. HBO, the documentary series that's been airing called The Jinx, which is about, what's his damn name? Robert Durst, may have led to his arrest. He's a real estate magnate who was suspected of 3 murders over the past 40 years. He's always said he was innocent, but during last night's finale, he confessed, and he did so because during the interview, he had to go up and go to the bathroom. This is what you heard.
He had to get up. They said, you don't get to go pee unless you confess?
No.
Or did he forget he had a wireless mic on?
He forgot he had a microphone plugged in. Yeah.
Well, maybe this is the bathroom.
Yeah, that's...
You're right. This is the bathroom. There it is. Your cord.
It's sort of like he's replaying the questions that were asked in the interview. He walks in and he's like, well, there's your court. What did I do? Killed them all, of course.
What did they say when he came back from the bathroom?
That I don't know. At that point, I think that was handed over to the authorities, and he's now on his way back to L.A.
According to the filmmakers, they didn't discover this audio until 2 years after this interview. And it wasn't until just in the past week and a half that they finally gave it to law enforcement.
So 2 years, has he even gone to trial yet?
No.
He was just arrested over the weekend.
Okay. All right. Yeah, they used to happen a lot. Not to me, because I knew better. We used wireless mics when we would do the TV show. First thing I would do anytime we stopped taping is I'd shut it off to say battery power. JD, he don't remember nothing. We got an audio of him grunting and pissing and everything.
Do you guys ever use it? The audio?
No.
I could see you guys doing that, like just not telling him about it since he was never there. You said to edit the show. Do you decide like to over the credits to make the end credits him pooping?
Fox 33 was a little anal about some things that we did. They didn't even like us to use the word fart.
Wow. My, how things have changed.
Yeah, there were certain stories we did where we there was a little too much side breast exposure. That's too much. Well, we didn't show no nipples. Oh, side breast exposure. I thought SBE was okay.
Yeah. Since when is too much side boob a problem? It's like money.
All right, you got time for what is this one? Luke Bryan?
This was in a recent interview, him talking about one of his new songs off his new spring break album, Checking Out.
Is it cut 5?
Yes.
The song, Checking Out, it's kind of like checking in to the payoff line is checking in to like a good time, but checking out of kind of like reality in the real world. But and it's kind of involving it's a fun song, and we took a different route on this one. We typically go big drums, big guitars, big instruments, and we kind of did an acoustic version of this thing. Really, really broke down. We did put an electric guitar in it, but it was fun to let the band just kind of jam and pick, and I think it turned out great, and it obviously was a song that was the right song for the title of the album.
I love checking out in line, getting asparagus.
Is there is the song out?
I tried finding a copy of it. The only one I found, it didn't sound like the audio quality was terrible on it.
And it's not in our system, Clo? It's too late now. You don't have time. I'm not doing this thing with Merle.
Why not?
No.
Why is it when good things happen to you, you try to go away from them?
Because I'm not a musician. I can't really sing. And I am not getting up on stage with Merle Haggard.
Okay, well, you'd be singing Moving On with Merle Haggard. It's not like you have to sing Nessun Dorma with Pavarotti.
Yeah, and plus, he's going to be singing, too. It's not like you're up there by yourself singing for Merle.
Yeah.
But
it's a 4th of July party. Everyone's going to be drunk, you know. Everyone's going to be having a good time. You're going to be the cap of that.
I really feel faint.
Well,
you even said one night, you go, when we were planning on going to Oklahoma to see him, you go, yeah, if we go, I really want to be on stage.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I said, I better not get called on stage.
You said you wanted to
go. That's your way of saying that you want to be called on stage.
All right. What do I do to convince anybody I don't want to go on stage? Oh, I know. I'm not going.
Is it the guitar part that you're worried about?
I don't know.
Because you don't have to play guitar. I mean, you and Merle will have Roy there with you.
Sure, Roy is there.
This is just the oddest thing.
It's not that odd. It's odd that it's happening on a rock station with a rock DJ. That part is definitely odd.
Isn't that enough? What more you want?
You know, musicians like being promoted. And this is one of those occasions where the musician, the label, the whoever, all said, you know what? We don't care that it's in a different format. We're happy that he's promoting the show. Sure, Merle would love to sing with you.
He seems like a good old boy. He seems like he would be just welcoming and...
He's probably happy to play that song. He probably hardly ever plays it in concert.
Yeah.
Maybe Chris thinks that Billy Bob's told him about the Police Fire Foundation.
Maybe.
Well, he's a good man. I let him sing this with me.
I mean, he's letting you sing, you know, well, moving
if,
on.
It's what, not if, like, what if I screw it up and he starts chewing me out on stage?
Even he's not. It's not going to happen. You'll do great.
You already know the whole song by heart.
If anything, he may kick you off stage because you're singing it better.
I'm not going.
Yes, you are.
It's 2 minutes. 2 minutes, 15 seconds.
Line one?
Yes.
Didn't you say somebody posted something on Facebook?
Twitter?
Some guy lives out of state?
Yes.
Hold on. Go ahead, Grace.
Baby, I'd pay $500 to hear you sing with Merle.
Ooh.
Right to your foundation. Come on, let's do it.
All right, don't start bringing the foundation. That's what got me in. That's how all of this go away. What the guy on Facebook say?
He said, "Mother effer, I'm going to come down from Nebraska to watch Russ play with Merle." And he'll do it. He's been listening a long time.
But it's funny. Nobody would come in from out of state say AC/DC was going to let me play a Highway to Hell. Nobody would give a rat's ass. But for Merle, I'm coming from Nebraska.
It's special.
There's people that come in from out of town that used to live here that for the White Trash Party. But this.
This what?
This is going to be awesome. People flying in from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Just because. Why? Because you deserve it.
No, we don't.
Too legit to quit. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
404. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Let's check on traffic. Alfie Coy to the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound 635. Right at the tollway, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. And also in Dallas, got a sort of a side street accident for you. Northwest Highway right at the tollway. Signal lights there are out. They have stop signs up in the area. That has traffic kind of crap coming north and south down off the tollway onto Northwest Highway. Other than that, traffic out there is looking damn good right now. Listen to Skull this week at 8:25 in the morning for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Mavs take on the Spurs at the American Airlines Center on March 24th. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Racetrack. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60 for the low. Tomorrow, afternoon storms and a high around 80. Right now, 77 to 97, 1 to Eagle.
Hi, I'm Shifting Gears. Do you get lonely out on those long-haul drives? Do you yearn for the touch of another? Are your friends on the CB just not cutting it? Well, fear no more, my friend. In conjunction with the kind folks at Pretty Little Dan, Inc., it is with great honor that I announce the Mighty Merle Sextile. It's made by SFM, Inc. at Sexy F***ing Merle Incorporated, a wholly owned subsidiary of PLD. A Mighty Merle Sextile can satisfy all your nastiest filthy needs out on the open road. The Mighty Merle Sex Doll can be had for 72 easy payments of $13.77. That's only $2.71 a day. That's right. It's satisfying and cost-effective, too. With the Mighty Merle Sex Doll, you'll never worry about haggling with lot lizards ever again. Imagine the sweet glory of getting up into Mighty Merle's guts with one of the six pre-programmed songs. You'll never have to worry about feeling lonely with your good buddy, the Mighty Merle Sex Doll, at your side. Order now and get the Slick Leg Roy for free. Just pay an additional $83.99 shipping and handling. It's the Mighty Merle Sex Doll and Slick Leg Roy, both fine products of SFM, Inc. That's what I carry in my truck. Tell them your pal Shifty sent you. Thank you.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, what do you want to do? Start news?
Sure.
Okay. .407, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, March 16th, 2015. Birthdays today. Wolfgang Van Halen, Eddie's son, turns 24, also current bassist for Van Halen. Actress Alexandra Daddario is 29. Alan Tudyk is 44. Russ, you know him as Tucker from Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. Lauren Graham is 48. Todd McFarlane, creator of Spawn, is 54. Flava Flav, 56. From Heart, Nancy Wilson turned 61. Ponch, Eric Estrada, is 66 today. Chuck Woolery is 74. And Jerry Lewis, he turns 89 today. A Republican lawmaker from Dallas has filed a bill in Austin that would make it a crime for private citizens to photograph or videotape police from a certain distance.
What would a public citizen be?
A public servant, like a police officer or firefighter.
Okay.
If passed into law, it would be a Class B misdemeanor for a citizen to photograph or record a Texas peace officer within 25 feet while they're working a scene. Some believe the measure is unconstitutional because much of what police officers do on the job happens in plain view of the public. Others don't feel like the fact that the bill would allow credentialed media to get closer to the same scene. Avi Edelman is a citizen blogger who doesn't agree with the bill. He says they are trying to restrict people from covering news. This is the 21st century.
You're not a journalist. You're not in the news media. You're pissed off just because you're recording it with your phone. Go and buy a camera with a damn zoom lens.
Self-described news junkie and citizen journalist for more than two decades, Avi Edelman says House Bill 2918 would make what he does illegal.
This is a guy from Arlington. Or is Avi the guy from a Deep Ellum?
I think he's Greenville area.
Okay. Sorry. What? Why would he care? His big deal is just all the noise that comes from lower Greenville.
I guess he keeps an eye on the police officers as well. Or it's kind of like news that happens around Greenville. I could see him using the disturbances and maybe crime, showing people getting arrested on his blog to show, hey, this is what's wrong with the area. These businesses need to be closed by a certain time.
Okay.
Anyway, he also says, to write a law with that says people with official credentials are allowed to be here, but people like John Doe can't be here. That's what he disagrees with. The bill, sponsored by Dallas Representative Jason Villalba, would make it illegal for anyone but news media to record police within 25 feet. He says the measure is drafted with officers' safety in mind and in reaction to officers being distracted by other more vocal citizen journalists. One, Jose Vela with Copwatch, says the whole idea of my Copwatch is to let the police know that as they watch us, we're watching them. He says his group and others are trying to hold police accountable.
You heard the police during live news reports tell media real media people to back up.
Yes.
If a police officer gives you a lawful order, you have to abide by it. So if the cop says, I want you 25 feet back, then you move 25. I don't think it needs to be a law. It's already a law. If a police officer gives you a lawful order, you are to obey.
I think that's what they asked former state district judge Randall Eisenberg. He says the bill is unconstitutional, and he says there's already a law in the books. I'm assuming that's the one that he's referring to. They don't mention it in the story, but yeah, if an officer gives you a lawful order. But that I think is the big problem with the cop watchers and police, is they start bickering and arguing over whether or not the order the cop gave is in fact a lawful one. So now they're standing on a sidewalk somewhere and they're arguing whether or not it's lawful.
Well, you had the whole issue with Saul Garza from Fox 4,
mm-hmm.
where the it was either a deputy sheriff or a local cop, whatever. She said, you guys need to back up. I'm about to do a live shot. I see it's still on your flash.
Good.
Can you back y'all up to that yield sign? Because they're going to be having a lot of equipment stuff coming in.
Okay. So we can't be on their property if we get their permission?
No, you got to be past the yield sign.
Okay, I'm going to do a live shot right now. So 30 seconds, we can move.
No, you got to go now.
What's the yield sign?
Right there at the yield sign. That's where.
Oh, the yield sign. Okay.
Yes, please. All right. Y'all need to go past the. I'm going to ruin the shot. Everybody okay. Past the yield sign, please.
Okay.
Yeah,
please.
And this is breaking news. Is this where we believe the shooting
please.
Happened? We're
go
being moved away by
sign,
the sheriff's
please.
Department here. They don't yes. want us anywhere near us.
I just gave you a lawful order, and you failed to obey. I will now tase you on live television.
It's the only thing. Shit. Saul Garza, rise the lightning.
Live right now.
Go
we can please.
No, don't touch me.
Yes.
Go
we're trying to move. We're on private property
now.
Here, but we're in the 100 block,
matter.
200 block of Jordan.
Go past the yield sign.
Right now,
let's
investigators
go.
Have
let's
the home
go.
Cordoned
everybody
off
go.
While they gather
please
evidence.
Go.
They're processing the scene. We
please,
have confirmed that a Monte County Sheriff's deputy
go.
Was shot and killed overnight. Right now, officials.
The guy just walked over the squad and flipped on the siren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many wonderful things.
How's your audio now, Slick?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's already ruined anyway. She said, I'm going to ruin your shot. And so he's still trying to give a report, and none of it matters, because the only thing anyone's paying attention to is the fact that he's not listening to the officer. So really, he should have just stopped giving the report and then just started asking her questions.
How we don't know the circumstances that led to the shooting. Now the Texas Ranger investigating the deputy has not been identified. No word on a suspect. The Monte County Sheriff's Department will be holding a news conference at 9 o'clock this morning over at City Hall to give us more information. And we're going to move over there and get that information in just a little bit.
I believe I would have detained him for a while. Put him in the back of a squad car. Am I under arrest? You're being detained. Am I under arrest? You're being detained. We haven't decided yet.
Still figuring it out.
We're going to put you in the back seat of the K-9 unit.
One of the stories I had heard, and I don't know if this is true at all, but I think you may have heard about this too, Russ. Got an email from someone who said that other members of the media had already moved to that new staging point where they were telling Saul Garza and his cameraman to go. And either he didn't go initially or he went and then they came back to that location to do the shot.
I think that was what I heard as well. Like, why do you have to be that close? You got to zoom.
Mm-hmm. And really, the only reason to be there is to get a shot of the house.
And even nothing, then, and that's nothing, not... Nothing's going on at the house. It's just, it's a house.
Right, and that's what I was going to say. And even then, it's not absolutely necessary because it's just it's a video of a house. It's not like the house is doing anything. No one's coming in and out of it. The murder is not going to happen again behind your live shot.
Back to you guys.
Okay, don't ever touch another officer again. Well, do you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
I understand, but we're on private property as well.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
This is not private property. This is still in the city. You go past the yield sign when you're asked by an official.
Okay.
Now go.
What's your name?
I'm Deputy Hatcher from Wichita County Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
I'm about to take my belt off and wail on your ass. Turn the camera back on.
That's where I think it's always good. You know, she could have just handed him a card and be like, you want to write this down? I'll talk slower.
Mm-hmm. What's your name? Why? What are you going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
You were on television. People already knew you were acting like an ass. She should have cuffed him right there. I just started dancing behind him.
Yeah. Clapping.
Mm-hmm. And he said he was going to be done in 30 seconds. That report. Hold on.
We can move.
No, you got to go now. Everybody go.
What's the yield sign?
Right there at the yield sign. That's where you're
at. Oh, the yield sign. Okay.
Yes, please. All right. Y'all need to go past the, I'm going to ruin the shot, everything else. Everybody pass the yield sign, please.
Okay.
Yeah, please. And this is breaking news.
Okay, that's 27. And then he goes.
Touch.
Now, the Texas
Everybody
Ranger investigating
calls,
the deputy
leave.
Has not been identified. No word on a suspect. The Monte County Sheriff's Department will be holding a news conference at 9 o'clock this morning over at City Hall to give us more information. And we're going to move over there and get that information in just a little bit. Back to you guys.
And went about 45. So it's not like it was a 2-minute report. And really, she could have said, all right, 30 seconds, but then you haul.
Right.
But if they told all the other media to move, then you got to, then you can't give him special dispensation because then they're going to go, why did he get to stay up there?
Right. And then you have a ruly media.
Was there any follow up? Did Channel 4 issue any type of apology? Or?
I never saw anything on it. I followed it for a few days afterwards because Channel 4, you know, they slapped it up on their website, on their Facebook, and said, here's what happened. Here's the raw, you know.
If I remember, I'll take a look at the video during the break. I'm just curious what type of fantastic shot he was getting.
Oh, what was it one?
It was Saul just basically standing in front of the house, like you said, with the house back into his left. And the officer just comes in, puts her hand in front of the camera and starts talking to him, telling him to go away. And that's when he touches her hand to move it out of the camera's way.
Sounded like the camera guy was trying to cooperate.
Sounded that way, but, you know, he may just be playing it up. Trying to be like, okay, yeah, we'll move, and he just keep shooting.
Couldn't have done the shot, like, maybe walking away?
He certainly could have. That's why I was, most of the comments when Channel 4 posted this on their Facebook, a majority of them were for the officer saying, why is Saul acting like such an a-hole? That was a common theme.
And that's not going to do any good if he covers any more criminal events, because the police are going to be less likely to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you turn and ask, what's your name? What's your badge number?
Oh, God. Dude, I'm a female cop. I already got an attitude. Is today the day that you want to test it out?
I've heard about you and your oranges.
And you caught me on a heavy flow.
Ooh, okay, now that's too much.
Woo!
Start beating you with my tampon.
You thought the asp was bad?
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Going back to the story, though, the Avi Edelman, he actually says... This is how he approaches his cop watching whenever he does it. He says, one, if I'm close enough to hear the officers talking, I'm probably too close. Two, there's yellow tape. And three, there's common sense. You don't stand in the street. I don't recall anywhere in the Constitution you have to be a credentialed media person to exercise free speech or free movement.
As long as you're staying out of the way and you're not distracting the officers, and if they've decided 25 feet is a safe distance, fine. But that's going to be on a case-by-case basis. What if there's a potential shootout coming? You need to be further back than 25. Well, the law says I can. All right, fine, get shot. I don't care.
Yeah.
And 25 feet's that minimum that you need to be safely away from somebody else in case they have a knife on them.
Somebody took their CHL course.
No, me and Dan had talked about that before the CHL course.
Dan and I. Well, if they're running.
Exactly.
If they have a knife, then once they get into a certain zone is when you take them at their word that they're probably going to stab you.
Yeah, it's that.
And then you can pop them.
Yeah, it's that 21, 25-foot thing. From a standstill, they can get you before you get them.
All right. You got about five. Go ahead.
A group of men in white suits with fake blood on their crotch areas gathered in Fort Worth to protest male circumcision on Sunday. Just because it's what they do.
Why are old guys protesting circumcision?
Because I guess they've had enough.
How many times? Are they getting it done over and over?
No, it's just the one time, but they don't have a say in it, and that's what they have a problem with. About 30 members and supporters of bloodstained men.
Well, then go back and sue your parents. Your parents are the one that made the decision.
They're trying to instill some sort of social change. Or he quit doing this barbaric ritual.
Personally, I don't get it. I don't like the idea of my yin-yang looking like an elephant trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Like to be smooth and clean.
Well, these guys apparently, they wanted to be elephants. 30 members and supporters, and this is the name of their group, Bloodstained Men. A nonprofit group based in California that travels the country in protest of male circumcision held signs that read, "Foreskin is not a birth defect." They were at Hewlin and I-30. The group was founded in 2012 by a man who changed his name in 1986 to protest his own circumcision at birth.
Then you go back and you bitch at your parents. They made that decision.
There's a case in Florida as well that's been playing out over the past couple of years because it's a custody issue. You've got a father, you have a son, and the ex-wife are fighting whether or not the boy gets circumcised. Problem is now it's drawn on for so long that the kid's like 6 or 7 now, and it's still being fought over in the courts.
I don't know how the whole process works. I mean, do they deaden the area?
I don't know.
I have no recollection of being circumcised.
And that's the reason it happens when it does.
So there can't be any trauma that goes along with it.
The closest I've seen was on a TV show of a kid being circumcised, and since it's a TV show, I don't know how realistic it was.
You're talking about Seinfeld?
No, it was
there was an episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, was it? Yeah. No, this was an episode of The League.
Oh. And the I forget what they call the guy that does the circumcisions, not a moil. Something like that. He shows up. He's going to do it in this apartment in Jerry's, I think, the godfather. So they want Jerry to hold the baby while this guy's already got an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
He came in bitching. It's a freaking traffic. And then I guess Jerry jumps and loses part of his finger.
Oof. I remember that one. Yeah, I think I would assume if you had it done as an adult or an older individual, then I would assume they would deaden it. But as a baby, they may not.
Alfie, are all these circumcision calls?
Yeah.
Okay.
You knew it was going to happen.
Alfie's having to run the video and the phones. I'll raw dog a few of these. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. I was calling because I remember my circumcision.
How old were you?
6.
Why'd they wait so long?
I don't know. I have no... Oh, I'm sorry. When I was born, the doctors told my parents it wasn't required anymore. And then by the time I was 6, I was having issues. And I remember the whole thing. It was awful.
I don't recall it ever being required.
I don't know. Is this Russ?
Thanks for swearing.
Oh dang.
Don't swear again. I had the delay, bitch. I know how this works.
No, I'm sorry. No, I was 6 years old, and I woke up in the middle of the surgery, and I looked down, and I saw my junk all bloody, and it was absolutely terrible. I was walking around in like a 3X shirt for about a week and a half.
Was there a lot of skin?
63 stitches is a joke I tell.
Did they deaden
it? No, it was painful. It was extremely painful, and I cannot get the image out of my mind.
So I'm guessing they didn't deaden the area then.
Well, I was unconscious, but it wasn't enough. They actually put me to sleep, but it wasn't enough, and I woke up during the procedure.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's pretty serious to use. They use general anesthesia.
I assume so. Right. I was 6. So I don't know.
I guess that actually would make sense for a 6-year-old. You're going into a sensitive area. It's better just to knock him out entirely.
Just give it. All right. Thanks. Sorry about your weenie. just give me nitrous. Nitrous seems to take care of everything.
You still think you'd be laughing? Or enjoying yourself? I'd be afraid.
I'm sure they've got small enough needles to deaden the area. It's like, Claude, how big was a needle when you went to Dallas Mail Medical and they tried that boner shot?
It was extremely small, like a diabetic needle. It was one of the smallest ones they have.
Like something you maybe prick your finger with to,
yeah, a little
to
bit longer,
test your blood?
A little bit longer than that, yeah. But
hurt?
Not really. I was shocked.
Probably just an overall different sensation.
Yeah, because I had...
Where on the thing did they jab you?
Shaft toward the body.
Okay.
I had so much adrenaline worked up, you know what I mean? So I was like...
And did they have to... They looked at your weenie. Did they have to examine it when it was in business?
They just believed me. They go, "You good?" "Yeah, I'm way good." "Oh, cool. You can go home now." "Really? Really?"
"I got to go drive with this?"
I think they do that to jack with you.
They didn't give you the other shot to make it go back down?
No. They just said, "Hey, if anything happens, just give us a call. If it doesn't happen, 4 hours or whatever."
So was it 4 hours?
It was every bit of 4 hours. I went to sleep. Woke up. Hello, still there.
I gotta go get a picture of this. I'm gonna stop by Glamour Shots. Was it like go and get it hard?
Yeah, cat couldn't scratch it.
You ain't gonna climb this.
No way. God.
was it?
It feels like it was something was trying to come out. Like it was just force. It was, yeah.
Like it was so strong it was going to leave you and start up its own thing?
Mm-hmm.
Was it more rigid than your normal rigidness?
Yes.
Was it bigger?
It seemed that way. It seemed a little swollen. And it feel like it was something was forcing, trying to come out.
All of a sudden, a dancing frog comes out.
Yeah, just also
got a hat, a little cane.
Hello, my baby. Alfie, I'm not taking any more circumcision calls.
I'll get rid of them.
Were you sad when it went down?
No, because
did you get a chance to use it?
No.
See, I think at that point, as soon as you realize that you're big and strong, you go through your little black book and you call everybody.
It's like I didn't really think until afterwards, but I started to get scared because when that 4-hour mark hit, I was right up to it. And I was like, okay, it's still just as strong.
Well, it's not going to fall off. I don't think it's going to do any damage. It's a symptom of you're having some type of reaction to it. It's not a matter of your weenie staying erect too long. It's just that's symptomatic. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. Got
it. Not like if it stays hard too long, it just falls off.
Yeah. I just heard the 4-hour rule and got kind of scared. And right about that 4 hours, it just started like, you know, do.
Man, I would have just stopped anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped by the mall.
Hey, you.
Someone better try this.
I'm setting up a kiosk. Or I'm going to go find a glory hole someplace.
Close pagoda.
Now, did they explain to you, okay, it's going to stay like this even after you were to have sex and finish? Would it still stay in its...
Yes. So you could... Bunch of times.
Well, you could, because it's still active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But your interest is gone after you. Goobity goop.
Yeah, so I never went back to grab any more of those shot pin things, but man.
It seems like such a waste.
I think, if you had Whiskey Winnie bad, I think that it would just like F you and just stay.
It'd be like Superman.
Yeah.
I'm taking over. Go ahead. Test me. Shoot at me with a gun. This is your penis talking to you?
Yeah.
Bad at it.
Go ahead, shoot at it. Shoot at me. See what happens. I'll catch it with my pee hole and spit it out.
I feel like it could.
And then I'll say, don't do that.
All right, we're late. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:37, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Get started off in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at the tollway. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left shoulder that has traffic backed up all the way back from Luna Road. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Mockingbird, got some pothole repair going on in the center lane. That has traffic backed up back from around Mockingbird, about a 20-minute delay through that. And finally in Fort Worth, westbound I-20, just before FM 2871, road construction there has the right lane shut down. Crews are out there repairing the road after an accident. That has traffic backed up back from Benbrook Highway. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, brought to you by Key Whitman Eye Center. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60 for a low. Tomorrow, it's going to start out fine, but then afternoon storms hit, and we hit a high around 80. Right now, 78 at 97.1 Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
always thought circumcision, I mean, obviously not, but I always thought it was mostly Jewish families that did that. But I'm Southern Baptist,
mm-hmm.
and they still swipe my skin.
I'm not really sure as to why, other than just out of tradition.
You circumcised?
Mm-hmm.
How's it look?
Fine.
Clean looking?
Yeah. For the longest time, you know, when you're young, you don't really think about, like, you just assume everyone else looks the same as you, for the most part. And you certainly don't think about that other guys are running around with a full sleeve. And when I don't remember how old I was or anything, but I remember my thinking when I heard about uncircumcised was, I wouldn't like that. But then again, I
don't know how much skin they took off. Yeah.
All I know is what I know, and I like to be out.
What about you, Clone?
Yeah, I'm clean, bro. Looks good. They did a good job.
Alfie?
I'm cool, man.
Are you uncut?
I'm good, man. I'm all good.
You uncut? Are you cut?
I'm cool, baby.
You got the pachyderm penis?
What would it look like if we put a peanut in front of it? Is it going to look like it
excited.
Matches? Excited? Do you have to unveil it?
Does your penis remember every woman you've screwed?
Her again?
I remember that. I'm the elephant penis. All right, go ahead.
All right, well, while we're on the topic, doctors in South Africa just announced they completed the first successful penile transplant. It was for a 21-year-old man whose penis was amputated 3 years ago after a botched circumcision.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
jeez. Yep. They did the surgery in December and have been monitoring him since then. Now that he's made a full recovery and he's sexually active, they've declared the procedure a success. And they'll start performing transplants on other men who have had their, you know, stuff mangled or destroyed in one fashion or another. They say the procedure wasn't even that difficult. The biggest issue, finding a donor. In South Africa, you can't use a dead person's organs without their family's consent, even if that person is an organ donor. So the doctors had to find a family that would be willing.
Even here, if your family refuses to let them harvest your organs, regardless of what your wishes are, they can still block that.
And I think that's bad.
Regardless of what Pam Silvestri with the Southwest Transplant Alliance organ thingy. Said, regardless of what it says on your driver's license. Now, if there's no family member to say, you know, don't scoop him out, then I guess they just automatically do it.
Yeah. To me, it should be real simple because, I mean, it already is real simple. It should stay that way, but you shouldn't be able to have it where your family can object, especially if it's someone that you didn't even really care for. It'd be like if you decided, Russ, that you wanted to be an organ donor, and then out of nowhere, one of your family members says, I don't want that to happen. Well, who are you?
What do you care?
Right.
You can do something with it. You better, somebody poke me and make sure.
A lot.
Ask me questions.
Uh-huh.
Do the Ricky Bobby Fort test or something.
Or I should just, you know, ask, you know, I should tell you things that I know would get a reaction out of you if you were alive.
I'm going to guess that you have to go through the whole process of matching the blood, make sure it's the same blood type.
Mm-hmm.
Just wonder if you get a good one or if you get the pick.
I think you would just get whatever is available.
Yeah, man.
Kind of be weird burying somebody knowing that their junk's not on there. I mean, it's not like you're going to drop their trial and go, oh, no, I'm sorry.
On the other hand, though, you may I wouldn't think they would let you be picky about it, but it makes sense. Like some of these guys, since it, you know, they've lost theirs, and it's not like they're in jeopardy of dying without getting the first available one, they actually could be picky. They could say, actually, no, I don't want that one. That just seems sad. Or maybe some guy wants to go two-tone.
Say what?
Just saying. Some guys like to make a statement.
You think some guy's going to want an Oreo weenie?
You never know. Some guys like to, you know, stand out from the crowd. You'd be memorable.
All I know is, me as Officer Lonnie, I got enough. I could go ahead and donate some right now. Just stop by and give them an inch or two every week or however long you can donate. Take whatever you need. Help out those poor white people. They take a couple inches off, mine regenerates. Like a lizard tail. Now I know why Officer Lonnie ain't called in a few weeks. I sure like having a big weenie.
I bet.
Drive around in my squad car. Having it hang out the window, biting at the wind. Oh, there was
some guy sent me an email. I don't think he was really sticking his weenie out the window. I forget what was going on, but they pulled up next to a carload of chicks, and I forget what the guy did. And the chick goes, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Sometimes I like to let my weenie out and bite at the wind." And he said she thought that was so funny, they actually stopped and swapped phone numbers.
Damn.
I don't know exactly what he was doing. I just looked at the email and went, why is it more people get sex from this show than I do?
Because they go out. Like, that guy had to go somewhere. And then he did something that is illegal. That
well,
it just happened
to
work out.
I don't know that he was really hanging his weenie out the window.
Yeah, that didn't sound right. Most women kind of just generally scoff at that or possibly call 911. Every woman I know, if they saw a guy with his weenie hanging out the window in that situation, would be disgusted or possibly call the authorities. Because that person sounds mentally ill.
Well, when I let my weenie out of the squad car, it's got a badge on.
Yeah, it's different with you, Officer Lonnie. Yours is a...
Mine is a sworn peace officer. I put a star on the side of the end of it.
Really?
So they could tell I'm law enforcement. And if my penis gives you a lawful order, you better obey.
Yeah, I guess the law in Austin doesn't need to have the distance on. This is really, if you're Officer Lonnie, you
I can keep him back 25 feet.
There it is.
I just take it off its tether. Sometimes I put it on a tether and let it run back and forth in the backyard. On a runner.
Make sure it gets some exercise.
Yeah. One day it ate a pit bull.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Dan?
Probably.
What are you guys?
Did it eat a dog or the rapper?
I didn't know there was a rapper.
Named Pitbull.
Oh, no, I ain't just a regular Pitbull dog.
It's okay. They're about the same size.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't nothing left but a collar. And some baby toes.
That's terrible.
All right, so I know you're not an organ donor, but if
I think I am.
Okay.
I have to check my driver's license. Go ahead.
Would you, as an organ donor, be okay with donating that? Or would you basically say, you got to stop there. I'm taking that with me.
I don't think, I think just being an organ donor, Once you sign off on it, they harvest anything that's transplantable.
Really? Read that paperwork again. Because you know some guys are going to be like, yeah, you can take my liver, you can take my lungs, but you're not taking that.
What does it say on your license if you're a donor?
I don't have my wallet on me. I think mine has a little sticker on the back of it.
Mine doesn't. Does yours have the barcode and stuff like that?
I think so. It's been so long since I've looked at the back of mine. It's usually in the wallet, just kind of in the little clear thing. But I'm almost positive that they gave me a donor sticker and I just stuck it to the back. Plus, I think you're entered into the system anyway. So when they type your information in, I think it pops up donor yes or no.
Restrictions none. I don't know what that one means. My eye color, bro. That's what it said.
That must be the dark brown. Man, you so brown, you bro. Technically means you're a card carrier. You got it.
Card carrying, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I may look white,
mm-hmm,
but my eyes are black.
All right. 25-year-old Azel Prather Jr. of Maryland is broke, and his 22-year-old girlfriend Marissa is going to spring break without him. Uh-uh. She and her friends are headed to Miami, and Azel is worried. He's pretty sure that she'll cheat on him. He says, if you know anything about Miami, you know that she shouldn't go without a chaperone. We have a great thing going, and I would hate to see it go down the drain for a little sand and sun. So last week, he went to the crowdfunding site GoFundMe to raise $300 for a plane ticket to follow her down there. As for other expenses, he said not to worry because I'll be staying wherever she lays her head, eating whatever she eats and overseeing all parties and fun activity. No word on what Marissa thinks of his plan. And 25 people, as of yesterday, had donated money, and he hit his goal of $300. He actually went past it to $330.
Do you really want to be in a relationship with a boyfriend? Is that paranoid? If he said, I'm going, I just tell him, all right, that's it. As a chick. As a guy, I'm still going.
I was
going
to say, because you told Chloe he should go with his chick to Mexico a couple years back.
I also told him he should trust her and just assume that nothing was going to happen if she went to Mexico without him.
Yeah, but that was what you said first. And then you spent the next week and a half drilling into his poor, poor brain about how she's going to do everybody in Mexico.
Yeah, it's waffling back and forth, back and forth. You should trust her. Back and forth, back and forth.
You should trust her. That doesn't mean she's going to be in San, wherever and just taking them all.
I think I would trust, for some reason, I think I would trust Mexico more than I would Miami.
Why?
Because I just see the club scene in Miami, just they're being more aggressive.
Same, kind of similar to Vegas.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something about crossing into Mexico.
Something about if you have to show your passport, it just means panty dropping time.
Especially if there's no chance of the boyfriend finding out.
Yep.
If you went to Florida for spring break, guy might be able to, contact you through Facebook or something like that. So there is a chance the boyfriend's going to find out. Does it say how long they've been dating?
No, it doesn't, unfortunately. But it's because he's 25, she's 22. So he's treating her, he's saying she needs a chaperone.
What are you laughing at, Chloe? You're the one that said your girlfriend needed a chaperone.
I know, but that's over with. I can laugh at this guy.
You're acting all judgy like you know better.
Well, I've learned.
What did you learn? You didn't know if she did anything or not when she went to Mexico.
I don't know. I know that I've taken something from that moment. Not sure what.
Well, when you get in your next relationship and she's going to go out of town without you, you let me know.
You're the first person I'm going to tell.
Really?
No.
I remember he asked me sitting at the desk one night. Oh. He said, now, She made these plans before we started dating, so it's not like she just put it all together and didn't bother to ask me to go. But she could have asked you to go once the relationship sort of got serious.
Yeah, but it was just she goes out of town, or she went out of town with her friends once a year. So it was a yearly trip thing. Sometimes they go to Vegas. Sometimes they go to Mexico.
You know she everybody in Mexico.
I don't know if she did or not. I don't think that she did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? I bet. Yeah, she probably did one of those excursions that they always give you the brochures for, the zip lining for men. You just go from station to station. You bone a guy and zip down to the next station. All those guys that you know, the safety people. That's just the screwing guys.
Everybody, not just one, but everyone named one.
Stupid pool guy,
and probably a couple of feral chickens.
Oh yeah, if you're doing every one, yeah, a couple of chickens are going to get in there.
Oh, they were all excited. Mm-hmm. You know, the chickens were doing handstands.
They were just happy not to be in a fight.
Mm-hmm. When she came back from Mexico, did you check her panties for foil? Not everybody uses condoms.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Join Me. Let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound 30 at Westmoreland. Earlier stalled vehicle there is now gone. Traffic still backed up back in Fort Worth Avenue. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35 just before Royal Road construction has the two left lanes shut down. Traffic's backed up back in the 35-183 split. Into Plano, northbound 75, right at Legacy, got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush. Finally, in Fort Worth, westbound 20, just before FM 2871, road construction as the right lane shut down. Traffic is backed up back from Benbrook Highway. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Tonight will be partly cloudy, the low is 60. Tomorrow afternoon storms and a high of 80. Right now it is 78. And 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie,
yo,
did you get a chance to look at that website I sent you?
I did.
And
I think we've talked about it before.
But about Cyberdust?
Yes.
All right.
It's a, I guess, sort of an instant messaging platform, and they're trying to position it as a social media platform as well. Basically, you send a message or a text to somebody, and the message is never, ever stored on your phone or on the recipient's phone. It's all done through their servers, and after a certain time, their server will delete it.
Well, there are other ones like that.
You're thinking Snapchat.
I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way, because you can still take a screenshot of a Snapchat and post it.
Well, I think wasn't there something on this website, Cyberdust? The only reason I'm bringing this up is, I'm not sure, but I think Mark Cuban either owns it,
mm-hmm.
or he does.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
All of it?
I don't know about all of it. He may just be an investor, but no, Cyberdust is, he's all over it.
I forgot what I was going to say. This seems to have a lot more options to it. I didn't read the whole thing. I just sent Alpi the website and went, look at that and learn.
The biggest difference between Cyberdust and, say, Snapchat is that Snapchat will store the video and the images on your phone whenever you receive them. So an unscrupulous person could just basically rip it off the phone's hard drive and keep it.
But well, if... Snapchat, isn't that supposed to disappear after it's red?
Yes.
Okay, well, then why it's not disappearing if it stores it on your phone?
You can store it on your phone. You'd have to go through a back door, I guess, through the app. Or okay. Not through the app, right?
But there's something on with this new app that Mark Cuban has that somehow prevents them from taking a screen cap.
They can still take a screen cap, but like Snapchat, CyberDust will notify you if somebody takes a screen cap of it.
Well, then the whole purpose is moot.
Yeah.
They can still take a screen cap of it.
That's the big problem with all of them.
Anyway, Mark sent me an email. Said, hey, check this out. Try it. And then I'll come on the show and we can talk about it if you want. I'm like, oh, you'll come on and promote your CyberDust thingy.
Really?
But anything else, we can't get you on. What, fine. We'll talk about it. Well, I didn't even tell him we'd talk about it. I just said, if you want to come on and talk about it, fine, you shark.
Yeah, he has been pretty busy.
Is that a big show? First of all, I don't know what network it's on. Is it NBC? ABC?
NBC.
It's on MSNBC or CNBC, whatever the business one, and it's also first on ABC.
Oh, ABC, okay. Sorry.
Is that a big show?
Yes.
I mean, is it?
It to me, I don't think it's like I don't think it's anywhere near Blue Bloods.
Got to make fun of him.
But it's successful because, like Alfie said, it's on two networks. And I think a lot of people, I think it's got a strong enough following where they've had multiple seasons of it. If anything else, it's probably one of the few redeemable television shows currently.
I watched it once. I don't even think, yeah, it was on like a Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon. It was probably the Cowboys were playing, so Channel 8 just ran it in the middle of the day.
Okay.
And I finally got the concept of it. If people come out, they pitch these things, and they ask for money. I didn't realize it got to a point of if the idea was so good, all the sharks start bidding.
Yes. That's when it can get seriously fun.
I don't know how you could ever outbid Mark Cuban, though.
Well, those guys that are on the show are all pretty successful as well. And even, and granted, like the guy that did FUBU, he might be pretty close to Cuban money.
What's a FUBU?
The guy that started FUBU, the clothing company, for us, by us.
Oh, okay.
I think there's a few of the rotating sharks, at least a few of them are billionaires.
But Mark's on every week.
I don't know. I don't know if there's ever been an episode that's aired that he hasn't. I don't know. I know the other ones have not been there in the past. Every episode I've seen, he's been on it.
Me, I would just always go with Mark Cuban, the guy that sold of, was it not Yahoo,
sold to Yahoo.
Yeah, what was it? Broadcast something.
That's it. Broadcast.com.
Okay. Before that, living in his car, then turns into a billionaire.
Yep.
I'm going with him. Knows how to run the Mavericks. Knows when to step in, when not to step in. Doesn't care if he gets fined because then he'll match the fine to some charity.
Yeah.
That's what I want, is somebody with some balls marketing my product.
And he does. And I think some of the products that have come through the show, that they have been, you know, wildly successful. I think one of the biggest ones that I know of was the paddle boards. That's the stand-up. Yeah, it looks like you're on a surfboard, but you just stand there and then you use sort of like a kayak oars.
And do what?
It's paddleboarding. You just do that across a lake or in the ocean, as opposed to surfing or rowing in a regular boat. It's like stand-up kayaking.
I wonder if the CyberDust was something that was pitched to him on Shark Tank.
I don't know. I might have to check.
How did you know that he owned it?
He posts about it on Twitter quite a bit.
Oh. I looked at it on iTunes where you can download it. It looks like it's for all operating systems.
Yeah, I believe so.
Android and iOS. It looked like it had pretty good reviews.
For what it says it does very well. Everyone seems to be happy with it. But like you said, if you can't completely take away the screenshot aspect, I'm with you. It's kind of, well, so if someone really wanted to incriminate me with whatever I send them, then they still could.
And if you happen to get a text, or let's say somehow it prevents you from taking a screen cap, mm-hmm. which on an iPhone is you mash the home button and then the on-off button at the same time, and it takes a snapshot.
Yeah.
But let's say you get a text while somebody is with you. Well, they could just take their phone and take a picture of your screen.
Yeah.
If the app wouldn't allow you to take a screen cap. I'm just not sending anything I don't want. I just assume I send anything to anybody. It's going on Facebook.
Yeah. That really is the best way to treat everything. Because everything we do now is through a computer. So whatever you put out there, like if you're going to talk about somebody in an email, anytime I send an email and I'm talking about somebody, I'm expecting them to see it. Everything I'm putting down, I'm just going to assume that at some point that person's going to read it. And that's how I approach the emails. Is it something I would say to this person's face? Yes, then I'll include it.
Well, sometimes in emails, if I'm sending something and I trust the person I'm sending it to, then I don't mind bashing somebody. Especially if I got dirt on the other person.
Yes, you were good at that. That's why I'm saying, it's not like you're trying to, you would say to the person's face probably.
Maybe.
Unless it was Ludwig.
I say that on the air. He's a knuckle dragger. He's just one guy to the right on the evolutionary chart with those guys. At least I moved him over one.
Mm. I know that I'm not sure how Cyberdust is going about it, but I know there have been some radio stations that have set up Snapchat accounts. Now they're having, you know, radio stations got to be everywhere.
Line one out.
Yes.
Yes, Landon.
Yeah, so until Apple allows it, you won't find an app that disables the screen cap feature. It's a system function. So it's just like hitting the home button. There's not an app out there that will disable hitting the home button. So you're not going to be able to find an app that does any better than what this Dust app is.
But you could probably, I guess, if... I mean, because Android phones, those apps, they don't go through the whole process that Apple puts the developers through.
Exactly. Apple has some pretty stringent, like, requirements you have to go through.
Can you think of any way where it could disable the screen cap?
You would have to do, like, the jailbreak. It would have to be you'd jailbreak your phone, and then you'd have to get the app through a jailbreak site.
Like so, Modia? No, that's not it.
I don't do the jailbreaking because I have to keep all my stuff secure, but yeah, that's why the notification is pretty much the best feature that they can offer you from the developer's perspective.
It still makes the whole thing moot. I mean, if you're really worried about it vanishing, but it doesn't.
Right, that's going to be an infrastructure standpoint from Apple. Until they allow it to be disabled, then that's kind of what you got.
Oh, okay. Thanks, sir. Well, maybe if Mark decides to call, he can explain it more.
I'm sure he can find a way to sell you on it. If it's possible.
I told him I tried. I haven't downloaded it yet. But he helped me start the Police Fire Foundation, so it's the minimal I can do.
You're sweet.
But I'm not really concerned about things vanishing.
On the other hand, though, you actually look into things, whereas some people don't look into things, don't research as much, and they see something that says Cyberdust, all my messages will go away. Perfect. And next thing you know, let the nudes aflow.
Yeah, I don't care if my texts vanish. If I'm mad at somebody and I call them a whore, you're a whore. I'll call you a whore on the air. No big deal if I just limit it to text.
Yeah, instead of saying it to their face, you go beyond saying it to their face and say it to everybody's ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went back and forth with some chick via email, my Eagle account. It was after the Terry Dorsey eulogy. and she said something about being a good guy. And I sent back, if you say that again, or you tell anyone I'm a good guy, I will be forced to call you a whore.
So you gave her a warning.
And in the signature on it, it says, sent from my iPhone where I warn whores.
I do like how you've been changing your iPhone signature. Yeah. Specific to each individual email.
And she sent back an email that said, well, people on the air know that you really have a soft heart. I sent back, you're pushing it. Mm. And the signature says, sent from my iPhone where I warn whores a second time. okay, I'm done.
Okay.
So you looked at the whole website, Alfie. It looks like it's got a lot of features.
It does, and the biggest thing that I think, like I said, they're pushing it as is a social media platform. Cuban's big deal is being able to interact back and forth with celebrities, kind of like Twitter, but this is on a little more personal basis, and there's, I guess, the hope that the celebrity can say something that only you will see.
Until you take a screenshot of it and then post it on for everyone else to see. Because that's what you're going to do. I mean, if you had a conversation with Adam West.
Well, Mark Cuban's pretty big.
Yeah, but you email him before. He is attainable to you.
Okay.
If you had some cool conversation about Batman being able to kick the crap out of Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr., he might take a screen cap of it and post it on Facebook and say, hey, look what I did today.
Which Batman?
Whichever one you would argue could take Iron Man.
I would probably say the newer Batman.
The Christian Bale version? Yeah.
Even though his car sucks. Looks like he made it himself.
Well, okay. Stylistically, the new Batmobile was not good. It's not cool.
They don't even call it the Batmobile. They call it the Tumbler?
Yeah.
Stupid.
I don't even think it even had a bat on it.
No. All he wanted to know was, does it come in black? Then he's got some new flying piece of crap.
Oh, no. I don't think so. I think pretty sure that blew up.
Yeah. Well, he had one.
Yeah. I've been sitting on this roof for years. Finally, I get a chance to use it. Oh, man. I got to blow it up.
First day out.
First day. Damn, man. But wait for the perfect time. Sitting on this roof. One time I get to use it. Got to blow the bitch up.
Even the bat cycle doesn't have any markings on it.
Mm-mm.
I don't even think that was that called like the Bat Pod or something like that?
I don't know. It's a motorcycle. What do you think it was, a pod?
I think that was the name for it. It wasn't even as cool as like Batmobile, Bat Cycle.
Yeah, to me, it's just like a souped up ruckus, which is a popular moped.
Oh, please don't.
I think it was more than that.
Please don't say Batman was riding a moped. Please, I don't want hipster Batman.
If you look up Ruckus, you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll be like, oh, it does kind of look like it.
No, I don't.
The Bat Vespa.
So Batman can wear tight rolled jean shorts and a handlebar mustache and a scarf in the middle of summer. Ooh, I'm Batster.
I'm fabulous.
He sends messages to Alfred via typewriter.
A real typewriter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sort of the whole hipster thing is you got to do something that is completely different from everybody else. So if everyone's hair is short, then that means as a hipster, you got to have it long. If everyone has a beard, you got to have the biggest beard. Instead of typing on a laptop, you pull out the 1954 typewriter and clang away.
Texted from my rotary phone.
Yeah. Yes. Kind of like the photo of Lenny Kravitz from years ago that he had one of those plugs that looked like an old hand receiver on a phone that plugged into his iPhone, and he used that to talk on.
I have one of those.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Connects to the iPhone via Bluetooth.
There you go.
Cool.
I've used it in traffic. Just for the looks.
Yeah, I would imagine. Is that man? That man's on a phone.
Yeah.
With a cord?
Oh, yours is a Bluetooth.
Cable dragging behind his car. He stole that idea from Jethro when he put in a mobile phone. Remember that?
No.
He put a mobile phone in the Beverly Hillbillies car.
Okay.
With, I don't know, like 3,000 feet of cord.
Oh, no. Technically it worked. Well, that's right.
During his double knot spy phase. Okay. You got a quick story because we got a break.
Yeah, let me see here. Creflo Dollar, your favorite televangelist.
Yes.
He has asked his congregation to pitch in to him to get a new, what's the model number?
I don't know, but it's like $65 million.
Yeah, a new jet.
I saw the story over the weekend. I went, all right, yeah. I'm going to get pounded with this.
Oh, my thumb was covering it. A Gulfstream G650. Damn. A twin-engine jet that will comfortably seat 18 and costs $65 million.
What's wrong with the old one?
It actually is an old one. His old jet that he currently has was built in 1984, purchased in 99, and has logged 4 million miles. One of the engines failed on a recent trip, but the experienced pilot was able to land safely. No one was injured. That plane is now grounded, and the repairs it would require to meet FAA guidelines would be costly. So they just decided, let's just ask the Lord and the good people of Creflo Dollar's empire to pitch in.
Okay, so obviously somebody's asked the question, why can't you just use commercial airliners? You fly coach.
Yeah.
Not coach. First class. Sure. Even first class. It's got to be cheaper than spending $65 million on a new jet.
See, I haven't found anywhere where someone's actually asked him directly to get a quote out of him on it.
Creflo says he needs it. Creflo needs it.
He don't need it. The campaign is asking 200,000 people to contribute $300 each. But if you're skeptical, maybe a little unsure of how much you can give, there's no need to worry because Creflo says your love gift of any amount will be appreciated.
I don't know if it's... I don't know if all televangelists, who's the guy out of Houston everybody likes?
Joel
Osteen,
yeah.
I don't know if he's got one or not. I don't think he does, only because his wife was on a commercial flight a couple of years ago that created a stink.
Yeah, she had a little testy with a flight attendant in first class.
But I know some of the local Dallas-Fort Worth televangelists have their jets.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the guy right now, but...
Tilton?
Tilton. He's lucky he's got anything. Lucky if he got Jetstream in his shower.
He'd be lucky if he had an Airstream. What do we always do this every we talk about the televangelists. Always brain fart on his name. Start with the C. Crow.
I don't know. I think Brett Shipp's done stories on him before.
Yeah, it's the one out at Eagle Mountain. I can see his face.
Yeah. Sort of kind of looks like Claude Aiken.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody know who that is? He was the star of Moving On.
Oh.
And also, I think Sheriff something was a spinoff from BJ and the Bear. Sheriff Lobo?
Maybe.
That's right. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, we always fart on his name.
You're not talking about Robert Jeffress, are you?
No, that's the douche nozzle that runs First Baptist Dallas.
Yeah, he's the one that... Everyone, Dan's right, he's a douche nozzle.
The reason why I say
he's
is
not even good enough to be the whole douche bag. He's just the end where all the crap comes out.
Yeah, he's the one that I can't stand it when behind the pulpit preachers like to mix in politics. I can't stand that.
Or they go to the people in other countries, they don't know about religion. It goes back to, you know, my God's better than your God.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of what Creflo wants to use his new Gulfstream G650 that costs $65 million. He wants to be able to go to the remote parts of the world and give them water and food and Jesus.
Is this a new jet?
This would be a new jet. It's not even available yet. They're taking pre-orders. I don't think he'd get it for another year.
Well, if he can't fly his old jet, who's going to spread the gospel?
I guess in the meantime, maybe he'll just have to fly commercial. Or in the meantime, he may just have to rent a private jet.
One moment, please. Yes, Blake.
Hey, Russ.
Yep.
It's Kenneth Copeland.
That's it.
I thought your name was Blake.
It is, but that's the Eagle Mountain Lake evangelist.
Yeah, he's been under scrutiny for a while. I don't know anything about his ministry. I don't know if he's up to no good or if he's really a man of God, but I just...
He has jets and buses and air hangers out of his place.
He's living a good life out at Eagle Mountain.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Well, that's what happened.
It's actually not far off of their argument.
I'll rephrase. That's what happens when you're close to God. You get good shit.
Mm-hmm. You know that they justify the private jets too. In addition to being able to go anywhere and spread the gospel, it's, you know what? These private jets can get into smaller airports that the commercial airliners can't. I can be more remote, and when I'm in the air, I can be closer to God.
But you talk to God every night. You have a direct line. That's the way they play it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do, but it's more of a figurative direct line to God. I think in this new Gulfstream, though, there's actually a handset you pick up and it goes straight to heaven. And God will answer, hello.
Hello. Damn it, resident.
Man, this is a nice plane. I called God.
My call went straight to voicemail. You know damn well he saw that and just mashed the nine.
Oh, no, it's him again. See if he'll respond to you on Cyberdust.
That's my biggest thing with evangelists is they claim to have a closer connection. God told me to tell you. Well, why couldn't God just tell me? Why is your relationship with God any better than mine? Are you a better man? Just because you're a pastor of a church, leader of a congregation, does that mean that you get to talk to God more than I do? I thought God hears everybody.
God does hear everyone. However, he just hears me a lot better. And he responds to me.
And there's no way that you're going to get any good stuff unless you give me money.
Mm-mm. That's the thing. You got to stand out.
A love gift.
Yeah. Everyone else sends a love gift of $10. However, and they get lost in the shuffle. You send a love gift of $250, God's going to like you more.
So the way they play this out, God is high maintenance.
Yep.
Like you send $10 to the church.
Yeah.
You don't hear nothing back. Send $200, maybe you hear something back.
Yeah, God wanted me to tell you that gift was too small. And how come you didn't get him a gift last week? I think God's going to want to talk to you Friday night when you get off work.
Oh, no. For
probably
how long?
Probably going to be about 45 minutes. And then it'll start.
God is the one that will order another round of sake, and when you complain, he'll say,
you got it. You got the money. So what if it's $10 for
a shot?
Shot of fish piss. Hot fish piss.
Yeah, hot fish piss. Mm.
You didn't even call it sake. You just called it hot. They really make it out of fish?
No, it's rice.
Oh. Well, where did I get fish?
I don't know. It sounded funnier.
Oh. It's still stupid.
To you, if you were to taste fish piss, it probably would taste of sake.
Oh, I tasted the sake when I took that sales chick out. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's where I got the fish piss image.
Mm-hmm.
because it is not tasty. They don't even mix it with anything.
Well, you can actually get some flavorings. You can get like raspberry or...
Or you can do like a sake bomb, drop it in a beer and slam it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Why can't I just do that with whiskey or vodka?
But you just get a different taste with a sake bomb.
But the sake I tasted like fish drippings.
Oh, maybe you had bad fish drippings. It is a little funky. I'll agree. It's hard to get used to.
We're 10 minutes late, aren't we?
Yes.
Oh, well. I may skip this break altogether. Who wants to play Guess What I'm Thinking?
All right. Go.
Okay.
You're thinking this is stupid.
I never think that.
You're thinking I'm stupid.
Me or you?
Me.
Oh. You won.
I knew it.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is Alfie Coy. The tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
542. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by TrueCar.com. Whole lot going on. Traffic sucks real bad. Starting in Fort Worth, northbound 35W just before 114. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's completely stopped back from Eagle Parkway. Also, Fort Worth, southbound 35W just before Eagle Parkway. That accident there is also blocking the left lane. Traffic there is completely stopped back from 114. About a 20-minute delay through it either way. Into Arlington, southbound 360, route at I-30, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 183. In Plano, northbound 75, right at Legacy, got an accident there. This one is also in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. And finally, in Dallas, westbound 635, just after Midway, got a stalled vehicle there, blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up back from Hillcrest. Call number 9 wins a pair of tickets to go see 3 Days Grace on April 23rd at the Bomb Factory. Plus, you qualify for a 3 Days Grace flyaway package. A whole bunch of stuff involved in that. Details on it are KEGL.com. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy of the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Burger King. Partly cloudy and 60 tonight. Tomorrow afternoon, storms arrive and we hit a high around 80. Right now, 78 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Well,
what?
I forgot to go in last Friday for my allergy shot.
Really?
I think it'd be all right as long as you get it done toward the beginning of the week.
Chloe, did you not tell him?
Well, you know, he reminded me.
And I spaced it. I even took the...
But you had an issue.
I didn't have an issue Friday. Oh, that's right. I had the... water leak at the house. But I still would have forgot. And then stuck a note on the fridge for today. Get up early. Go get my shot. Forgot again.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to take a couple meds the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Just to prevent some type of allergic reaction. So I got to do it tonight.
So you take your meds tonight, then go get your shot tomorrow.
If I remember.
All right, well, let's all send him a text.
Why can't Dr. Feldman come up here and give me a shot? It's only one.
Unless he's got some sort of...
job?
It's got to keep refrigerated in a certain way. Maybe. That's the only thing that I can think of, the reason why I couldn't.
Throw it in a bag of ice.
I was going to say, to help Russ out here, you can put it in an igloo.
Mm-hmm.
I got a liver, and I got Russ's shot.
put that stuff in a Coleman. Get a brute.
Aren't they open late on Tuesdays?
I forget which day they're open till.
They're till like 7.
7 or 7:30.
I mean, it's not 20 minutes from here. They could stay 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Did you say that the meds that they gave you to take the night before gave you like hallucinogenic dreams?
Bad, real bad. I thought I was on acid. The most lucid, crazy, nightmarish like. And I could, just when I thought I could start controlling the dream, that's when S just went down south. Like dragons. And I, at one part, I was in a scene of the movie Saw.
Oh, God.
Mean old dragon.
I mean, it was just, it was evil, but it was pink. I mean, it was.
Were these different meds than they gave us before?
They look different.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I would think, you know, when Chloe and I went in for that Saturday for our 6-hour session, they take you up to a certain level and to go, you know, higher and higher and to see if you have, see what your tolerance is. And mine wasn't that bad. Chloe's arms swole up on him.
Yeah, he had the Popeye arm.
Yeah, it was about 3 to 4 days almost before it went down. But we talked to Dr. Feldman. He said that's normal. If it gets any worse, to let him know. But it finally went down. But man, I couldn't even put a jacket on. It's all tight.
I must go catch me a taxi crab and screw Alice the Goon. Now, I barely had almost no itching or anything.
That's good. Damn. On their website, it says they are open till 7 on Tuesdays.
So maybe you got to hang out. I mean, it's one shot, and then you have to sit there for 30 minutes to make sure that you don't have some type of reaction. Then you go.
So they'll have to stay there till like 9.
Why 9? I get there about 7:20. Give me the shot. Stay till 8. Look at all the free radio he gets.
All of a sudden, he's questioning the relationship. That man makes me want to stay late at work. His wife's going to be mad.
He likes me.
Why don't you just go in the morning?
I like to sleep.
I know you do, but so does everyone else that has to go to work and go to a doctor's appointment.
All right.
You're going to forget, aren't you?
No, because if I take the meds tonight, I have to go tomorrow.
Right. I tell you what, do this. Take the meds tonight with the goal of going in the morning, and if you forget, we can have Alfie give the good doctor a call and be like, hey, Russ is already taking the meds. You have to see him.
Alfie, he'd come up, wouldn't he?
I'm not so sure about that.
Why?
Because he might be busy. He might have, you know, clinic hours to do.
Don't you have his cell number?
I do.
The other thing might
be... Why don't you call and ask him?
I will.
Tell him, I don't know. I've got...
Tell him
I got rickets. And I can't make it in.
I'm pretty sure that is going to play into whether or not you get a shot.
Or polio. Polio. Tell him I got polio.
I'll let him know.
Then polio affect your
nervous system?
Yeah.
I think. I know it'll make your legs.
Tell him I got ABS.
Anti-lock brake system?
Oh. Why would I have Lou Gehrig brakes on my car?
Doesn't seem that that'd be that effective.
No.
You're thinking ALS.
Or IBS.
Oh, man. That's what, yeah, he's got that, too.
Do you really want me sitting in your waiting room?
I have a bad case of the IBS. And nothing will stop it. But if you only sit in the waiting room, I'm all right with that. Wait the 30 minutes. See if I have allergic reaction. Well, I don't think I've read some of these magazines.
Ooh, highlights.
I may need a wipe with this one.
Ugh.
That's National Geographic. Nobody will notice.
Oh. You put that tug back in your mouth.
All right, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I have some audio that will go along with this one. Cut number two. Paul McCartney's ex-wife, Heather Mills, was on a late-night talk show in Ireland, the Late Late Show in Ireland, and asked about Paul McCartney singing with Rihanna and Kanye West and more contemporary artists. She had a comment on it.
Yeah, it's so boring, honestly. Yeah. If you want me to fall asleep, if you had a pan of soup, I'd put my head in it.
I think people are more interested than than you allow for, is what I'd suggest.
No, they're not. That's the thing. If I go down the street, all I get is kids coming up to me. Half of them don't even know who he is. That's why he's got to do songs with Rihanna and Kanye West, so people remember.
What an ungrateful How many millions did she get when they divorced? I mean, it was untold money that he had made long before he met this.
I want to say it was in the neighborhood of 50.
But, you know, most of the time I have people come down the street and say, oh, my God, are you a ski racer? Or you help the animals? Or, you know, I own the big...
So she's saying people recognize her more than Paul McCartney on the street.
Yes.
Sir Paul McCartney.
Yes.
I'm not a big Beatles fan, but this chick is a full-blown... She's worse than Yoko Ono.
But, you know, most of the time I have people come down the street and say, oh, my God, are you a ski racer? Or you help the animals? Or, you know, I own the biggest vegan company in the world. You know, things that are changing the world. This is just someone I fell in love with.
Yeah, there are a lot of big vegan groupies. Don't you own the biggest vegan company in the world?
Oh, my God.
Doesn't your leg come off?
A judge in London awarded her $48.6 million in a divorce settlement, putting an end to 2 years of acrimonious fighting and capping an unhappily ever after story for the ages.
And I don't think he's ever, unless I've missed something.
And the wedding itself cost $3.2 million.
That's his fault.
Well, yeah.
But I don't think he's ever uttered anything about her.
I'm sure he hasn't. You know why? He's got class.
Wonder how irritating that is. Where you get to the point where you really think you know somebody, you marry them. And again, it's his fault for not having a prenup. But then again, he was only married once, and his first wife died from cancer.
Yeah.
So maybe he just thought, hey, marriage is forever unless they die. Which to me makes him a stand-up guy.
This is actually pretty interesting, because I don't remember hearing about some of this as far as their divorce. A day later, when over Mills' objection, the 58-page judgment containing all the divorce details was released to the public, revealing Justice Hugh Bennett's highly critical comments about Mills. He said, I'm driven to the conclusion that much of her evidence, both written and oral, was not just inconsistent and inaccurate, but also less than candid. He called many of her financial support requests, including proposed yearly budgets of more than $400,000 for private flights, $80,000 for...
Did they have any kids together?
No, I don't think so. $80,000 for wine and $250,000 for clothes, ridiculous, as well as unreasonable, indeed exorbitant. In the end, the model-turned-activist was awarded less than a fifth of the $250 million she requested, though more than the $30 million McCartney proposed. So with a lump sum of $33 million, she kept $15 million in real estate, including an English seaside condo, a countryside home.
Yeah, if she owns anything, it should be something called Seaside.
Oh, they did have a child. The former Beatle must also pay $70,000 a year to support the couple's four-year-old daughter.
$70,000 is not bad.
That was back, you know. This is like 08 or whenever that was, they were divorced. But it's so weird when you think about, okay, in the $33 million, just the lump sum payment, you don't think you could raise a kid on that? Or the $15 million in real estate? So on top of that.
Well, he still has a fiduciary duty to the child.
Well, I understand that.
To pay child support as long as you know it's going, here's what I would do.
Okay.
I would hire an administrator that would follow her around and go, okay, I will write checks for anything that you need to buy for this child. And if it doesn't fall under the guidelines of child support, you don't get dick.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
Oh, I'd hire someone to make her life just as many as inconveniences as possible.
I'm up for
not,
it.
Not hurt her. No.
Ask anybody I've dated. And that's why we went while we were still in love.
Yeah, no kidding.
A chick emailed me a couple of weeks ago. She goes, if you really put together a true profile on Match.com, not just the one for the shtick, what would you really put? And I thought about it. I went, there's no way anybody, I wouldn't even want to date me. I would be so disgusted, I wouldn't even masturbate myself.
I'm awful. Ew.
Why would it be that bad?
If it was an honest profile, which nobody does.
No.
You will get used to me dropping my clothes as soon as I walk in the house. You will get used to me shooting you with my goo in the eyes or your hair. Mm-hmm. You will enjoy it.
When you are going number two, I am going to jiggle the door handle and occasionally throw in fireworks.
And when I give you a Dutch oven, you will enjoy it because I will actually bring Dutch people over.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
608, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alpi Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by GEICO. Get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before 114. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Eagle Parkway. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just before Eagle Parkway. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back to 114. In Irving, northbound Loop 12 Walton Walker, just after 114. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to 183. In Arlington, southbound 360, right at I-30. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is also backed up back to 183. Finally, in Plano, northbound 75, just before Plano Parkway, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush. Listen to Chris Ryan at 12:25 in the afternoon all this week for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Toadies on March 28th at the Bomb Factory. Details are online at KEGL.com. There they are. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by TrueCar.com. Partly cloudy and 60 tonight. Tomorrow, afternoon storms and a high of 80. Right now, 78 degrees. And 97.1, the Eagle.
How about some...
How about you suck my... Play fuck over.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show. You stole, you jump, you're hot and you tease, because I'm your tall, cool one.
No, they'd have to change it on Match.com instead of, like, oh, somebody gave you a wink.
A wink or someone has noticed you or...
Yeah, I posted my true profile. They'd have to add, somebody gave you the bitter beer face or the stink eye for the straight guy.
There are things that you can put on there that would be honest, but... Wouldn't necessarily scare everyone away. You like to cook.
Okay. But I like to cook what I like to cook. I am not cooking anything that you enjoy.
Oh. See,
I also like to wake up and rest my balls on your eye sockets.
Have you ever done that?
I like to do it. Some days, if you're getting ready for work, I like to go take a shit in your briefcase or your handbag.
So I think if you do that, though, then if you put that on your Match profile, someone's going to think you're just being silly. They're like, oh, he's got a great sense of humor. I'm going to message him.
Mm-hmm.
And then?
If you got a cat, sometimes I like to wipe my on it.
Sometimes.
Yeah, not all the time.
You know. If you ain't got no wash rag or tissue.
Ew.
I had a cat walk by, so I just wiped it on.
God.
Sometimes I like to sneak into your handbag, and on the back of your driver's license, I like to write the police.
I can't give you my ID. Oh, no.
That's on the back, so you're not going to notice. How many chicks look at the driver's license? Ma'am, do you know what it says on the back of your license? I think it's just information. It says, the police.
I should do that with my wife's. She can never find hers. Like, if she'll have it in her purse, right? She's like, oh. So what I did was she actually gave me one of her older licenses to keep in my wallet. So when we go someplace where we have to pull it out quickly, she just looks at me. She don't even bother digging in that purse. I got it.
Also, right before you leave for work, I like to go up and mess up your hair.
Man, you...
Give me a hug. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Then just walk away.
You're not going to walk.
Who loves you?
You better run.
After she spent how long getting ready?
Oh, my God. My heart skipped a beat. Just the thought of it.
I like to stick my finger in their butt when we're in the mall. Go into the bathroom when she's getting ready for work, putting on her makeup, and stick my penis in her face. I'm not touching you.
Stand up on the sink.
Have fun.
Quit it. Get it off of me.
I'm not touching you.
Stop it. That's gross.
Or if she starts talking about her mom for any reason, I just randomly start masturbating.
Wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Talk about her more. Tell me about her day.
By the way, baby, I took your phone and changed your ringtone to some kind of Polish scat porn. Oh. I don't know what it sounds like, but I wouldn't want it. Mm-hmm. I just changed it to, I'm a whore. Answer the phone, whore.
Your phone's ringing, whore. Answer the phone, whore.
What?
She gets a text alert. It's the S-whore thing from Deuce.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I changed all the tones on your phone.
Mm-hmm. All the alerts, notifications.
Uh-huh. Oh, look, a friend of yours posts something on.
big.
Why
does my phone go off and call me a sh?
When I'm standing at line at Albertsons.
Mm-hmm. Or send pictures of my penis to your grandmother and copy you on it.
Oh, God. Yeah, Russ, real prankster.
If I took the true stuff, I'm taking my clothes off. When I get home, taking them off, and they go wherever I drop them.
Okay.
I am not putting up groceries. I am not closing cabinets. Sometimes I don't flush the commode just to save water. So if piss builds up, it builds up.
That's gross.
So what? Doesn't smell.
To you, it probably doesn't.
There's that rhyme.
What?
The if it's yellow, let it mellow thing.
Oh, just to save water?
Yeah, exactly.
Part of water conservation.
Yeah.
Because on a planet with as much as we have, we certainly should be conserving it.
If your family comes over, I'm not talking to them.
Not even a little bit.
If I'm really going to put it on a profile, and you really want to know what you're getting into,
mm-hmm.
I ain't talking to them. If I like them, I will, but I'm not going to be forced into it.
You will talk to my father.
Only if he'll trim my toenails.
Ew.
I'm certainly not cooking food that you like. Even if it's food I like, I will no longer like it.
I was going to say, what if she asked you to pick up one of those 7-Eleven pizzas?
I like those.
I know you do. That's why I put it in a question.
I'd have to give them up. Plus, I may have one of those maybe every couple of months.
Still, what
and, if... And milk it for an entire weekend.
What if on a date, a girl says, you know what my guiltiest pleasure is? What's that? It's the pizzas from 7-Eleven.
And they're not bad.
I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying it's not typically where you think. You know where you go to get good pizza?
An enchilada soup.
Love enchilada soup.
Yeah, if a girl will share a can, or you'll sit on the couch together watching Blue Bloods while eating enchilada soup out of a Progresso can.
No.
You still wouldn't do it?
I'm not going to let her enjoy herself.
She's lucky she's even on a couch.
I'm not sending you love messages at work, not love texts, not replying to texts. You know, if we live together, we have enough, there's enough communication. You know what I like, you know what I don't like. I will probably marry the first chick that I'm attracted to where I think we really get along,
mm-hmm.
to where if she says, I like it when you drop your clothes off at the door.
There's your secret, ladies. Right there. Line them up.
Line them up, but they're not going to like it.
Yeah, they'll start out saying they do, but eventually.
Oh, it's so cute.
No, not when he's got the stains in his drawers.
And I have grunt stains in my drawers.
Because he digs. He's a digger.
I love to dig, especially when you find that sweet spot in your ass. I don't know what creates it or why God put it back there, but damn it. That's one of those leg-kicking, jumping-around moments. You know you make the same face your dog makes when you find a sweet spot on their, you know, back.
Oh, yeah.
The scratch when the dog's going. It's the way I make the same face of.
Mm. Yep. Yep, that's the face. My dog was doing that yesterday.
I drive too fast. I drive aggressively.
But you're safe. See, there are positive twists you can put on some of these.
You will let me go through your purse and your cell phone?
That just means you care.
And you will not have a S fit if I happen to use your shampoo or conditioner. Some chicks, you might as well just go ahead and call them a as opposed to using their shampoo or conditioner.
Yeah, and it seems like they somehow know. Like, how do you know there's an ounce missing out of the bottle? More so with the conditioner than the shampoo.
First of all, your hair looks too nice today, so you probably use my shampoo and conditioner, and that's expensive.
Yeah, yeah. The girl, what's like $70 for a shampoo, conditioner, or something mm-hmm. like that, I've heard? Uh-uh.
I've run out of shampoo before and used the dog shampoo. I don't care. If it works, it works. And if I don't get the mange, bonus.
So, Russ, what'd you do Friday night? I flea dipped myself.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I am clean. No fleas this season.
The next weekend, I'm going to dip myself in 7 dust. And get rid of the ticks. Sometimes during sex, I like to shoot in the face, shoot in the hair, and I want her to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you really, and you swear to your maker that you know where the G-spot is and you tell me where it is, I will make a concerted effort to find it.
Really?
But if you're not really sure or it moves around, there will be no, this will be no, I this is not the Louisiana Purchase. I'm not Lewis and Clark.
This is not a game of three-card Monty.
If it's in one spot and you know where it is and I can get at it and I don't have to do some type of weird sex move, I'll give her a shot. I also like to give them cream pies from time to time and then go watch Match Game 74.
Just to vary it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Got it queued up, ready to go.
Love Charles Nelson Reilly. Well, we had sex and I didn't finish. What do you want me to do about it?
That's one that would definitely hinder responses and winks on Match. If you put in there that if you're not first, you're last is your outlook on sex.
I mean, logic is if I finish, then we're done.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it's out of my hands.
Yeah, yeah. As far as a two people, you know, lovemaking scenario, yeah, you're done with that.
I also like to fake like I finished and then pull out and get them in the mug. Ha-ha, a Houdini.
Also can be known as the angry pirate.
So when you get them in the eye?
Mm-hmm.
You have to say R.
They would be the one to say the R.
Oh.
So you fake like you finished one spot, then you make it where they need a patch, and then if you want to go the extra mile, you kick him in the shin so they hop around on one leg.
How do you know this?
I'm not proud of some of the things that are in my head. I did a little too much on Urban Dictionary a few weeks back. Do not look up a strawberry shortcake.
What is it?
I remember what I said before about don't Google four girls painting?
I will not. I just want to know what it is. Is there a way to clean it up?
Let's say, what is one of your favorite desserts that you'd mentioned before?
A German chocolate cake?
Never mind. It's what you do right before you watch Match Game 74.
Shooting her hair? Cream pie.
Yes. Now, if there are 4 weeks in a month and one particular week might be a little different for her.
Uh-huh.
Then for you.
And that's called a what?
Strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
There might be some additional steps after that I really can't clean up.
No, we're not doing that. I am not having sex with you and having it look like the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Let's see. What else would I put in there?
If you're being honest about your profile.
Well, nobody else is. First of all, it's got to stand out if you put on there, all right, I'm going to look at porn.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the porn may be pictures of you, if you let me take those.
Yeah.
When I get home at night, just give me 20 minutes just to sit there and do nothing. Don't immediately just have... Oh, guess what happened to me today?
Oh, gee.
Like, I care.
Open the door. Yay, you're home. Let me tell you. Close door, get in the garage, start the car, leave.
Or just get in the garage, start the car, and sit in there. What are you doing? This is how badly I don't want to talk to you.
For me to get home and get my 20 minutes of peace, it's easier to do it this way. If I die, I die.
Well, my day wasn't that bad. Do you see me sitting in the garage with the engine running? And the hose running straight from the muffler into my mouth.
And you'd also have requirements for her, not just things that you do and things that you are. You also would want her to have, you know, you want her to be like a certain age range. You want her to, you know, be a certain height, certain weight. No one ever puts that stuff on Match.
What they're looking for as far as height, weight?
Yeah, they might say.
I think a lot of them say height, weight. Proportion.
They might do height if a chick is tall. She might say, like, I'm 5'10", but I love to wear heels, so I want a guy that's at least 6 foot. Or they'll say, I want something that it, being healthy is important to them as it is to me.
I'm okay with that.
But they don't come right out and say, I want a man with, you know, a Chippendale body.
The hell does that mean?
The chick isn't on there on her profile saying.
Yeah, I know, but you're saying they wouldn't look at mine because I don't have a Chippendale body.
None of us do.
Say it again.
None of us have a Chippendale body. If we did, we'd probably be working for Chippendales.
Well, we could if we wanted to.
We've done it in the past. All I'm saying is, you're right, not everyone is entirely honest. Some of the profiles are honest, but they're honest to the point to where they're the same as everybody else's. Oh, you know what? My favorite is the handles, like the little screen names on Match. It says, love to laugh. That's the name that they put in there. And then they put it in the profile. You know what I love? You know, let me tell you about me. I love to laugh. Really?
I love a really well-made movie. I've seen that on, I think ads on Hulu where they're promoting their Criterion collection. I like a really, chick, we're very discerning in the movies we watch. I like a really well-made movie. Okay, what dumb turns on the TV and goes, what piece of can we watch tonight? Is Blair Witch on? I'm sure guys do it, but we haven't really looked at guys' profiles on Match.com. Started the whole thing as a bit, so we're just looking at the chicks. I like to travel. I like to stay at home. Which one do you like more? Because I'm okay with traveling if it's a short distance.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
to Abuelos.
If we ever go to New York.
Right.
And especially now, it's not as bad because you can have an iPad or a tablet or whatever. So you got something to pass the time. In the past, it was after you read the front gate or whatever the hell it is.
Spirit Airlines or Sky Mall.
Yeah, Sky Mall. And then, you know, what to do in the event of the oxygen mask deploy, whatever. It's like,
oh, hey, look, there's the emergency exits.
I've been through all this. Now, at least it's a little easier.
Yes, very much so.
And when we go to New York, if Bob Pittman flies us first class, it'll be even better.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know when we're going. But I do like to travel. I have traveled. I don't mind. If I have somebody to watch the dogs, I'll go to Mexico for the weekend. As long as you don't mind me watching me Mexican chicks.
Okay, maybe leave that out of the profile as well.
Yeah. I like three ways. I love three ways.
Well, then you can put that in the profile. Maybe
you like three ways?
Who doesn't?
Have you had one?
No.
Never?
No.
Never.
No.
What about now? If I turn off the mics and I swear on my dogs not to repeat it, will you tell me?
I've already told you.
You told me on the air.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you the same answer off the air.
You never had two chicks at once?
No.
Two guys at once?
No.
You were never the fortunate Pierre?
No, I never got called Pierre.
What do they call you? Middle guy?
I was never the base of an Eiffel Tower.
Never a three-way?
No.
It's fun.
I've heard. Always looks fun whenever you see it.
Would you like to watch the two of us make out before we all get together? Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm. Can you not say it so creepily? Yeah.
Well, I asked.
Yes, I would.
They finally finish, get over the bed. It's like, I'm done.
I was done after you said, watch us make out.
I like three ways. Two chicks, no extra guy. I don't care how pleasurable it is for you. No extra guy. You want an extra guy? We'll get a chick with a strap on.
Meet you halfway.
About as far as I'll go is possibly maybe a tranny.
Ooh, wow. See? This is how much he loves you. He's compromising.
Who loves you, baby? I got you a tranny.
Then you all can watch Match 74 together.
Match game.
Match game. Sorry.
We're late again, aren't we?
Yes. I don't care.
Do I still have the profile on Match.com?
You do. Actually, I need to, in this break, I'll pull some of the some of the matches. Yeah. Some of the cream has risen to the top.
Hey, this girl in Roy City winked at, well, we think she winked at you since she only has one eye.
It's hard to tell.
Cycloptic bitch.
In Roy City.
But you know what? She loves life.
Mm-hmm.
I love life. I love good food.
Love to travel.
I love to laugh.
She loves to dress up for a night out of the town, but she can still hang out and just watch a movie at home.
I sure would like to date a chick just once, because I don't think I ever have. Dated a chick that can cook. Almost all the time, I've done the cooking.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Of course, then again, like your last couple of relationships, they were still in college, so they didn't really have the need to learn how to cook yet.
Everybody needs to learn how to cook.
But not everyone really gets into really needing to know how to cook until they leave college. Like, oh, I'm an adult now. I should probably learn how to make a meatloaf.
I knew how to a meatloaf, really.
I'm just saying.
How hard is that?
Did your last girlfriend make you a meatloaf?
No.
Then I guess it was pretty hard for her.
She just made me an inmate.
Wow.
We'll be back to
which
the
in turn.
Uh-huh. 6:44,
another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Key Witten and Eye Center. Let's start off in Dallas. Westbound 20 just before Houston School Road got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Bonnie View. In Richardson, northbound 75 just before Renner Road got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Arapahoe. In Irving, northbound Loop 12 Walton Walker just after 114 got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Rawweiler. Also in Irving, westbound 183 just before Story Road got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 114. Finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W just before 114, accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Eagle Parkway. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Wendy's. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, afternoon storms and a high of 80. Right now, 79 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Damn it. That's when Terry was working that steel guitar right there at the end.
He's playing somewhere this weekend.
Terry is?
He emailed me. He was playing... Forgot where, and I forgot the details, but he's playing somewhere in Arlington, I think, this weekend.
With the band?
Yes.
Yeah, I forgot to give him the rule.
The rule?
I don't like you having other friends. That includes bands. Mm-hmm. How many people knew Terry White's name just by playing in these bands? How many people know it now? now that he's the steel guitarist for the RMS band.
And he hadn't even played in the show yet.
Yeah.
He played here on this clip.
Well, I know, but an RMS band performance.
Fine. Have your other friends. What's the name of the band he's playing in?
I can't remember.
What, they call it Country Whores?
No. No.
So you promoted, he's playing someplace this weekend. You don't know the name of the band, and you don't know where.
I thought I would remember, but...
Well, that was great of you to bring it up. Here he comes. What?
Just that rap, rap.
Yeah, it's excellent description. Thank you for your help.
I know, it's cool. I love that sound. It's so silky.
It's silky. So redneck. you know what? At this point, I think Chris Spinks from Billy Bob's is jacking with us.
Why do you say that?
That the email you read at the beginning of the show. There.
No. Yep. Hey, Alfie, I sent a note to Merle's publicist and management last week about you guys making the announcement and potentially trying to have Merle on for an interview. After some back and forth, they wanted me to ask Russ what key he sings Moving On in. Typically, Merle sings the song in the key of C, but can go as high as G with a capo. I'd like to get them an answer today if possible. Thanks, guys, again for promoting Merle and for letting me know if you need anything else, Chris. Billy Bob's, Texas. That happened.
And I asked Alfie before the show went, okay, who knows about the email? He goes, Clo does, because did Alfie wig?
Oh, he wigged out. I go, okay, whatever you're wigging out about must be good. He goes, I can't talk about it. I got to go tell Russ. I mean, I'm serious. He jumped up and ran in circles. Literally ran in circles. Literally.
Shut up, Clo.
Yes.
Alfie, did you jump up and run in circles?
I did literally run in circles.
All right.
See?
Just making sure.
Well, if he said he couldn't tell you, how'd you find out?
Oh, no, because he had to tell you first.
Then he came back and told you.
Yeah. I said, okay, whatever fit you're having must be really good. And he gave me a copy of the email. I go, okay, that's warranted. That's, yeah.
Merle's people want to know what key you sing the song in. I think Chris is just jacking with us.
I don't think he would do that.
At Billy Bob's.
Why would he do that?
Yeah, that'd be kind of a mean
thing
to.
He didn't say in the email, it doesn't say, Merle wants you to sing with him. Do you hear the words I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Merle wants you to sing with him. It just says, they want to know what key you sing Moving On in.
Right. Why would they ask if it wasn't for the purpose of you bringing on stage?
I don't know. And the fact that you've got people from Facebook posting online. I listen online in Nebraska. I'm flying to Billy Bob's.
And he even responded back to me. He said, you know I would.
Don't we have any rock listeners?
Most of them are. It just... Some now have an affinity towards the Merle. That and Merle, I think, is in one of the photos, along with Kris Kristofferson, Johnny Cash, maybe one of their country legends, maybe Willie Nelson, that looks like a meme style. It's got the white letters. It says, Luke Bryan, never heard of her.
Oh, I saw that one over the weekend. Yeah.
Between that and all the spider videos lately, my Facebook has been loaded.
Do you take offense at that? Never heard of her?
I don't know. I'm not Luke Bryan.
Yeah, but you kind of are.
Yeah.
I'm now linked.
And Luke Bryan, I don't think we can say where. We know he's going to be hosting something at Cowboy Stadium.
The ACM's on April 19th.
Okay. That's well known. But he's going to be in town before that. Isn't that right, Alfie?
I think it's involved with the whole ACM thing, but yes.
Okay. So there's a chance we may have him on.
No. Don't make me
Nikki
do that.
Nikki Sixx does a night show. Can't get him on anymore.
No.
Motley Crue.
And we've tried.
Yeah, we have. We've asked. Like, hey, yeah. Is Nikki with him on?
No.
All right, fine.
On our own station. What a...
Playing in town. Can't even call in.
Swing by.
God. It gets... But the it just gets more odd. But you got Murrow. What key does he sing my song in? Dude, I don't know.
He just sings along with you.
I sing in the key of Murrow.
What key is that? M.
Luke Bryan. Probably have him on. Big rock stars? No. Although quoted, talk to James Hetfield.
That was pretty big.
That was pretty cool.
But you asked, no, you didn't ask him, yes, Stone Temple Pilots, what they thought about Merle Haggard.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it was going to be such a hard question for them to answer. I figured they'd be like, oh, yeah, I like him. Or,
well, you can, again, you don't have, it's like different types of food. You don't just eat one type. Same thing with musical taste. Even Kenzie, who's about as goth retarded as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, goth damn retarded.
Amen.
And she likes Merle now. Mm-hmm. I like that. Goth damn.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah. What's line one, Alfie?
He's calling about his musical tastes.
Yes, Jeremy.
Hey, Russ.
Yes, sir?
You were just talking about the fact that do you have any rock fans? And I am strictly a rock fan. I cannot stand country music, but since you started doing all this Merle Haggard stuff, I, on a daily basis, listen to Merle Haggard now. So we all support you. The reason that a lot of people are actually switching over is because of the fact of you.
I don't know whether to apologize to the masses.
Maybe.
But it's not bad. It's not as bad as real, real classic country like Hank Williams Sr.
Ooh.
Where I really would rather hang myself than listen to that.
I completely understand. My uncle actually played in Tim McGraw for 20 years, and I never went to a single show of his. And if he found out I listened to Merle Haggard, he'd probably try to kill me.
Are you going to be going to see Merle on the 3rd of July?
I'm thinking about it. I haven't really made a decision on that yet. I don't want to go by myself, and I need to get a group of people together that listen to Merle Haggard. So.
You need a Merle support group?
I think I do.
I think, Russ, you're going to be leading that group.
Yeah, you might. Hey, Russ, I will definitely go with you if you'll tell me where you're sitting.
I don't know where I'm going to be sitting.
he's going to be on stage.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right. Thanks, Jeremy.
And besides, Jeremy, you'll make a friend. There'll be plenty of other Eagle listeners at Billy Bob's on July 3rd. For Merle Goddamn Haggard.
I wouldn't be surprised if we got on stage and went, all right, how many Eagle listeners? And it outnumbered the Rednecks.
Yeah.
To where Merle goes, all right, I guess we got to do some Ugly Kid Joe. We have one more break. Let's do it now.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
7:03. This is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles blank. Sunday.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Let's start off in Dallas, westbound 20. Just before Houston School Road, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Bonnie View. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, right at the High 5, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Forest. In Richardson, northbound 75, just before Renner Road, got an accident blocking the right lane there. Traffic is backed up back from Beltline. And in Irving, westbound 114, just before Story Road, got an accident there. This one is also in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from 114. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Mavs take on the Spurs at the AAC on March 24th. Details are online at KEGL.com. I know. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles' Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle weather brought to you by Wendy's. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, afternoon storms and a high of 80. Right now, 78 at 97.1 The Eagle.
Move over and let the big dog at the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, The Eagle.
All right, what do we got left?
Oh, I brought in some of your matches.
All right, let me get some music to go along with these. Da, da, da.
All right. I'll give you these photos. This is our first match. She is 42 years old, lives in Plano. Wants to find a man within 50 miles of Frisco, so you fit in there. She says she's unique. She likes alternative and rap. Just as comfortable having brunch at the country club as I am having a burger at Wendy's.
How many kids?
At least one. She also has
these are hard to tell. What printer do you use when you print these out?
One that's black and white and fuzzy. And honestly, you're welcome.
Is this worse in this, color?
Yes. This right here. This is her glamour shot.
The one you handed me?
Yeah, all those. Well, if it was crystal clear, I don't think you could look at them.
In the picture, since this is so pixelated, she kind of looks like Gabrielle
Anwar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like her.
I know you do. Yeah, this girl's not her.
Mm. Look, I'm taking a creature-y. That's where she's taking a picture of herself.
Like so many others, she's happy to go out, but just as happy to spend a night at home with friends. So if she's not floating your boat, then how about this young woman? She is. These photos are a little better. She's 38. She's in Fort Worth. You're pretty close to her age range.
Ugh.
She just moved to Texas.
Yeah, looks like it. Looks like she rode on the outside of the truck. look at a picture club. Hang on. Alfie, take the camera off me so we don't.
Woo, yeah. Showing her some wind.
She's never been married. She does have a kid. Not sure if she wants more. She's 5'7".
Well, if she's my age, she probably can't have kids.
She's 38.
Oh, I thought she was my age.
No. You're in her age range. Close to it. But she's 38.
Yeah, that windblown hair and that nose. That's a Lone Star Park picture. Look at my big nose and my windblown hair. Horses had the same look, you know that.
Not even in the winner's circles picture.
Yeah, she was wearing a bunch of flowers or something around her neck and a horseshoe. Ooh, look at me. Summer of 2014. Nice and tan. That's what it says in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Tan and ugly. That's you can tan all you want. I mean, look at cows.
There's some really, really tan cows.
And they're cows.
Mm, they still got four stomachs.
I'm not feeding that.
All right, fine. If you don't like her, then maybe this one will float your boat. She is 36 from Argyle.
Okay, the black and white picture, even though it's... what's the way to describe this printer? It, you know, when you use the poster function or whatever on Photoshop, that's what these pictures look like. You know, where it kind of
where the photo's not.
Oh no! But the first two pictures, she looks thin.
And why is that?
Because she's thinner. Actually, it looks squeezed. I just looked at the wide shot, the full body shot.
Mm-hmm.
Baby stripes, no.
Yeah, she describes herself as curvy.
It's hard to tell with this thumbnail, but it looks like her hips are at least twice as wide as her shoulders. And she almost looks like, in this picture, if you turned her sideways and put her in the left lane of a freeway, you'd think, get over a lane. Okay? See the thumbnail, Chloe?
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Okay. Now, if I turn it sideways. Am I right?
You're totally right.
It's.
I would not miss my exit.
It's horizontal lines that gradually, as it gets down closer and closer to her clam, goes into a V.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I would put that behind, you know.
The barrels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should probably be safer to hit her than the barrels. She describes herself as curvy?
Yes.
What does it say she weighs?
Oh, they'll give a weight. They have a height. That's 5'7".
Oh, no. Now, these are people that Match.com matched me up with. These aren't people that contacted me.
These are not people that contacted you. Just based on your parameters that I've got set for you, these are the ones that stood out.
That chick would stand out at a Sasquatch con.
Well, then maybe you'll like this one. This young lady.
Like a convention.
Yeah.
This young lady is 39 from Louisville. Never been married, like you. Does not want kids, also like you. Doesn't have any kids, like you. She's looking for someone who loves to laugh and who wouldn't laugh around you.
She looks like an old Woody Harrelson. Does it say on any of these profiles how long? You know, like you can tell. If you go to like realtor.com or you're looking at a house, you can tell how long a house has been on the market.
Oh, yeah.
Does it say how long these chicks have been on the market?
No, it doesn't. Although this one, the last one I printed this off, this one was active within the past 24 hours.
The old Woody Harrelson chick?
Yep. Yeah. She also likes to go out, but just as happily will sit on the couch watching TV or a DVD, in case you were curious. Oh, this one's cute. Here you go. All right. This one's on the younger side. She's 27.
I like the look that Russ gave you, like, oh, God.
Yeah. Lives in Irving. Mm-hmm. She's laid back, so she's easygoing. She likes to laugh. See?
Woo!
Right there.
I know. Soulmate. I love to laugh.
I'm looking for a man to spend time with, and who knows where it could lead.
How old is she?
27.
You. Man.
And like.
She's, you know, she's going to have a pretty strong work ethic. That ugly at 27. And this is in black and white, and she's ugly.
Just maybe not your type, is what you could say.
Oh, yeah, you could tell it. That would be much worse in
color.
Yeah.
High definition. Now. If I could look at you all the time through sunglasses and in the dark.
Yeah, maybe binoculars turned around.
These glasses make me look hip and smart. Yeah, it certainly detracts from the hideousness underneath them.
So a pass on her as well, I guess?
Yes.
All right, fine. All right, I got one more. Saving the best for last. This has got to be it. This is the one. Okay. She is 37, lives in Rowlett.
Mm-hmm.
She's divorced.
She's, is that a picture of the gym?
Yes. She works out like you. She, you know, stays in, I'd say, pretty good shape as an understatement.
It, okay, again, it's hard to tell in these black and white shots. It looks like she's got a boob job. This last picture looks like she was in, a 70s blaxploitation movie. Altman?
Yep. She looks like Action Jackson's girlfriend.
Look at me. I'm wearing like spandex pants that go up to her belly button.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a, we'll just call it a halter top. And it looks like a leopard print.
Because she's a wildcat. Mm-hmm.
These closer shots, she looks better.
And built.
My guess is also she's a dancer.
Why would you say that?
Look at that picture.
What's wrong with that outfit? Just a head-to-toe white outfit?
It's not the outfit. Look how she's standing and the 72-inch heels.
What, you're not a fan of platforms?
Those aren't platforms. Those are high heels. And they are those are bigger than anything Gene Simmons has ever worn. How old is she?
She's 37.
Kids?
Yes, she does have. She has one.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes that body all the more impressive. And the fact that she can stay upright on them shoes.
Yeah, one of our promotional chicks. Wears high heels.
One?
Well, the taller one. The blonde?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I asked her, I went, did you have to practice with those when you started? Because I don't know how you balance.
Do you ask any shorter women that question?
I haven't seen any short chicks up here wearing those stiletto-type heels. Mm. I'd like to actually try and walk on... Get some my size, like a size 10 pair of whatever you call those.
Alfie?
Manolos.
Wafers?
Yeah. Wafers.
Just to see how long it took me to get used to walking on those.
Oh, that's actually dangerous. Because if you go like the full sky, what would it be, like 6-inch, Alfie?
Yeah.
It's just like stiletto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good height.
I mean, that's a height of which you can snap an ankle on the way down.
Well, I would wear ankle braces to start with. I think of it like training heels.
Yes.
Until I got used to it, then you take the training heels off, mm-hmm. and then Dan would push me down the street.
and then I'd cry a little because I'm so proud. Because he's grown up so fast. Daddy's little transvestite.
And the promotions chick I'm talking about is not short, so I don't know why she wears heels like that.
Why wouldn't she wear heels like that? Just because you're tall doesn't mean that you're not allowed to wear high heels.
They just look uncomfortable. Oh, yeah. Because there is, you've got to obviously have some type of balance.
Mm-hmm.
On your heel.
Now, there's so many women's shoes that I've seen that there makes absolutely no sense why a human would wear those things. I don't think that we evolved to the point this much to jack up your feet that much.
Yeah.
It makes you want to really ask them. It's like, have you tried some Easy Spirits or some Rockports? They're so soft. Maybe just a regular pair of Nikes.
Even Skull, I don't really know how tall she is without her heels.
She's not that tall.
I know she's taller than me when she's got those heels on.
She's taller than me. She's taller
than me. And I'm wearing cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Without them, though, I think she'd probably be about 2 to 3 inches shorter than you.
I just passed her sometimes in a hall, and I'm wearing tennis shoes, and I feel like going...
The plane!
I feel like a runt.
Yeah. Yeah, half the time when she's here, I never even see her face.
Bitch, you're the clouds.
Exactly.
That's a huge bitch.
You never see her face. You just see her from, like, the chest down.
Yeah. I always assume it's her because, it's no one else up here that is that tall. Or also, I also know it's her because I can see the blinky red light at the top of her head.
Weren't you in the movie with Rob Schneider? The Gigolo movie?
That's a huge bitch.
Between the four purses and the air traffic blinker.
And what the hell is she carrying all those bags?
I assume at least one bag has got to be for lotions and soaps in case
why would she need it during the day? I mean, you get up, you get ready, you get in here, you do your show. There's nobody else in the studio with her.
No, there's not. But, I mean, there are other people in the building. I mean,
not when she gets here in the morning.
Well, what I mean is maybe she goes down the hall to Bo and Jim's studio. Maybe she gives them lotions. I don't know. Bo's skin does look pretty soft.
Bo's does. Jim looks like somebody that just would reject it.
No.
Okay. Anytime they send out a mass email, hey, here's a new client. Does anybody want to endorse this? Jim always hits reply all. No.
I don't like things.
I don't use things. I don't like things. I've never consumed things. You, the product. You couldn't have just replied to Don Davis?
Mm-mm. Yeah, one time he goes, why in the hell would I be interested in this?
That was my favorite.
Jim.
He's so cranky sometimes.
Yes.
Bo? Bo's just there. Bo to me is kind of like Terry Dorsey.
Mm-hmm.
He's
jovial, good mood.
Easy to work with. Nice to be around. Jim just kind of reminds me of Christopher Lloyd from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Oh, no.
Yeah, that morning I went down there and took those fake fireworks. Bo was all over it, but Jim just got pissed off. Damn, he got mad.
Well,
Bo was probably sitting there going, "Ah, man, I sure wanted to get blown up today. Now I ain't got to do no ninja bit or barbecue Bob." Are we done with the Match.com chicks?
Yes, I gave you those. However, you do have a number of pending emails in there, so if you ever feel like paying...
From chicks?
Yeah, if you ever feel like... I assume from chicks. If you ever feel like paying for it again, we can retrieve those.
No, I think that bit's pretty much played itself out.
That's kind of what I figured.
There was... the Camille chick that called last week that Alfie says she calls all the time. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you this already?
I know that she has a website or something. You saw some pictures.
She emailed me. She said, I don't know what Alfie was thinking about, but I don't call all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about it. She's like 27, something like that. One of the hottest chicks, or probably the hottest chick I've gotten an email from. She's a sister. I'll be all up in that.
But would she let you?
Well, one of the emails I sent back was, too bad you're not into older white guys. She said, who said I'm not?
Mm. Mm-hmm. So any more flirtations?
Not really. Oh. I just asked her if she could sing. She's an actress. So we're looking at adding some more female backup singers to the band.
Of course you are.
That I can
That's right. That's how it works.
That's why we lost all the other female backup singers, because I them all.
Every time there's a new one, Chuck be like, don't do this one.
No. Don't this one. This one can sing.
No. No. That's how Chuck needs to handle you.
Roll up a magazine.
Mm-hmm. Swat you on the nose.
All of them except Summer, one of our backup singers.
I still respect her.
Never got anywhere with her. Little tight belly button, tight ass.
Mm-hmm.
Darn. the rest of them, I either played with their or them. I ain't naming names.
Just all of them except Summer. Yeah, you're a stand-up guy.
So people go to the website and go, okay, so he did that one and that one.
Mm-hmm. There's a husband running around here somewhere. It's going to be like, hey.
I'm sure there are a couple that slipped through.
Were there?
I don't know. For a while, I was like the Ted Danson of bands. Now I'm just old and nasty. Somebody better disagree with me pretty quick.
No, you're not.
Well, I believe you.
You should.
What else you got before we go?
We got a couple of highlights from the Justin Bieber roast.
Audio?
Not yet. It has not aired.
Oh, it hasn't?
No. They just taped on Saturday.
Did he hang himself?
No, unfortunately. I know. I was really disappointed in that. They released some of the jokes, though, that people had written down or whatever that they had heard. Comedy Central's roast was taped on Saturday in L.A. Kevin Hart was the host. Roasters included Shaquille O'Neal, Martha Stewart, Snoop Dogg, Ludacris, and then comedians Jeff Ross, handled
Martha birth. Stewart? Why? To give him advice on going to prison?
Actually, someone actually made a decent joke with her. One of the comedians brought up Martha's criminal past, saying all these rappers on this stage and Martha Stewart has done the most jail time.
She's the only one who's got most street cred.
Yeah. The woman that's got a baking empire.
Well, it couldn't have been too bad if Justin hasn't hanged himself.
No, after he was actually oddly good about it all. You also had Natasha Leggero, Chris D'Elia, Pete Davidson from SNL. Seth Rogen did not show up. Will Ferrell did, as Ron Burgundy, saying he likes Bieber. Jeff Ross did bust Bieber for claiming that Anne Frank would have been a fan. Jeff Ross said, if she heard your music, she would have Ubered to Auschwitz.
I don't know that I get it, but I know Jeff Ross is probably one of the ugliest ones that does the roasts.
Mm-hmm. He also, Jeff Ross, fired off a few cracks about Selena Gomez, Justin's ex, saying Selena wanted to be here, but she's dating men now. And is it true you dumped her because she grew a mustache before you? And he also said Selena Gomez had sex with you, proving Mexicans will do the most disgusting jobs Americans won't.
That's almost as bad as stuff that Gilbert Gottfried used to throw out at that fat chick.
Oh, Lisa Lampanelli?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg also had one saying to Hannibal Buress, the comedian who was there. He was the one that had the Cosby joke from months back that led to all of Cosby's problems. Snoop Dogg said, congratulations, Hannibal Buress. You are the only Bill Cosby accuser making money off of him. Anyway, when Justin got to the podium, he delivered a serious message. He actually said, I turned a lot of people off over the past few years, but I know I can still turn out good music and turn everything all around. I've lost some of my best qualities. For that, I'm sorry. I'm looking forward to being someone who you guys can look at and be proud of. He also delivered a few zingers, such as, what do you get when you give a teenager $200 million? A bunch of has-beens calling him a lesbian for 2 hours. The roast will air on March 30th, 10 p.m. on Comedy Central.
When?
March 30th. Uh-huh. So a couple weeks.
Well, if he didn't have a fit, I don't want to watch it. I really thought it was going to be to the point of like the Chevy Chase roast that they did where Chevy went back to his hotel room and cried.
The thing with Bieber, though, is I don't know if he's capable of that level of feeling or emotion. Because Chevy Chase, even though for as pompous as he's been for pretty much his whole career, he's still capable of being hurt. Justin Bieber doesn't seem smart enough to be hurt by any of it.
No, I'm not buying that. Even Kenzie gets it when we slam her.
Does she?
Yeah. Where she'll go, well, I'm a, hey!
All right, fine. She's like at a second and a half delay.
Yeah.
We have anything else?
Yeah, I can keep going.
It's almost 7:31.
Why not? A new study found men burn almost as many calories sitting on the couch watching TV as they do working out. Study was small and it was conducted for a British TV show, so not sure how accurate it really is. But
how many people did they survey?
Oh, like 20.
Well, that's enough. Now, if you sit on the couch, I'm going to guess you're not eating. Because if you're eating, you're not burning calories.
Right. A man sitting on the couch.
Well, you are burning calories, but
yeah,
in and out.
A man sitting on the couch for a few hours burned 640 calories, while a man working out for an hour burned 834. Not a huge.
So we're only talking about a couple hundred calories.
Yeah.
So what's the reason to get up and go to the gym?
So you're not a sloppy, fluffy mess? It's good for you overall?
But if you're burning calories just by sitting on the couch, how could you burn, what'd you say, 600?
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting on the couch?
For a few hours, yeah.
That means just existing.
Yes. Your body burns calories just existing in its day-to-day
stuff. I understand
stuff.
That. And your heart's going and every other things.
Yeah.
But I don't...
This study
What'd
also.
What you do today? I did 6 hours on the Lazy Boy. Burned 800 calories.
It actually sounds pretty impressive. But the they did not factor in the calories that you continue to burn after, like that residual after working out. So there's some extra. A woman, on the other hand, sitting on a couch for a few hours burned 292 calories. A woman working out for an hour burned 729. So that is a huge difference.
They say, why the biological difference?
They think it's because men burn so many calories is while just sitting is because they usually have larger bodies and more muscle mass, so they need more calories just to survive, even when we're not doing anything.
That's got to be a pisser.
What?
For the chicks.
Well, it's actually,
why don't you get up off that couch? I'm burning more calories than you are walking around right now. Yeah. Henrietta? Hippo? Fat whore.
Man, that just rolled out real easy.
Slipped.
Slipped nothing.
Give me one more, we'll go.
A powdered alcohol intended to be mixed up into drinks has gained approval from a federal regulator. The product, called Palcohol.
Have you not heard about this, Chloe?
I heard about it a couple years back, but I didn't think it would actually go through.
I heard last week on KRLD. And there are people already protesting it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's powdered, so you can take it in concentrated form. Well, you can't sniff it. I mean, you might be able to create some type of the thing you stick up your ass that's got medicine in it.
Enema? Or, yeah.
I'm sorry, I was thinking of a lamp.
Suppository. Yeah, that.
Yeah. It's like where you're not really sure if it's in your ass or not. Did you put the medicine in? I suppose.
Yeah. Save that more for tomorrow. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up on The Russ Martin Show audio and video archives. Go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, AlfieCoy.com. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com where someone's next.
96.
Yeah.
Okay. And then for all things 1190.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, least he could do is call in and say hi every once in a while.
Who, Mickey?
Yeah.
Oh, screw him.
Unlike Rodney Anderson, who on Talk Radio 1190 we talk to every single day. And he's next on 1190talkradio.com.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
The Metroplex.